The Dearly Beloveds Podcast.
The Dearly Beloveds Podcast.
A Dearly Beloveds Podcast.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I'm not the Jedi I should be. I want more. And I know I shouldn't.
Love is the death of duty. If the day should ever come when your Lord Father was forced to choose between honor on the one hand and those he loves on the other, what would he do?
He would do whatever was right, no matter what.
Then Lord Stark is one man in 10,000. Most of us are not so strong. What is honor compared to a woman's love? And what is duty against the feel of a newborn son in your arms, or a brother's smile?
Train yourself to let go of everything you fear to lose.
So, 104 of the Dearly Beloveds Podcast. I got my man Maul in here, my man Ray in here.
What's going on?
2024, fellas. What are we changing about ourselves? I can't spend no more money. I'm sick. I'm 30. Like, I just can't spend no more money no more. It's been a blast, guys. It's been a blast. I'm going to Vegas at the end of January. I lost a couple hundred the roulette table on the MacBook today, and I ain't got nothing for them downstairs, bro. I'm trying to keep a balance, bro.
Yeah, you checked into the wrong hotel then, bro.
No. I mean, it's nicer here than it would be at, like, come to the Holiday Inn.
This definitely got a nice little vibe, for sure.
I mean, you could have went to the Westin or something, too, though.
But, where's that at? You been there?
Yeah, it's downtown. The Book Cadillac building.
How much is a room up in that bitch?
I'm not sure. I don't exactly know.
Don't look this way.
It's probably about the same, though.
A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to my mom and my Rodney, my stepdad, technically, you know, they got married this year type shit.
Say technically.
Yeah.
But I just, it's just weird saying it out loud, but shout out to them. That's the family. Mm-hmm. But they going to Vegas for some wedding or something. So I'm like, bet. Like, I'm that son that'll be like, don't tell me where you going, because I'm gonna just pull up. and they already have the inclination, like, I'm not about to be in a pocket type shit, you know what I mean? Like, right. I'm gonna let them do their thing, but y'all want to meet up for dinner. But yeah, I got my Delta flight for like $400.
That's not bad.
And then we going for like maybe three nights. I ain't even got a hotel room yet. I'm bringing my golf clubs with me, nigga. Like, it's about to go down in the January, bro.
You might want to hurry up and grab the hotel room. Left and them prices skyrocket on you.
Worst case scenario, I just sleep in a rental.
In a rental?
Nah.
Thug life. Nah. I sleep in a rental. Y'all got anything planned for the new year or January, February type shit? Ray got a birthday coming up.
Man,
we gonna get to his birthday this year in a minute,
bro. I'm like you. I'm 30 was lit,
bro. It's over. Is it not lit. Over, bro? It's over for niggas spending lit. Money and like being outside like that.
Nah.
I just got my passport.
Yo, first passport.
First passport.
Wow, congratulations, bro.
You know what time it is.
You a passport, bro?
I've seen the TikTok.
Which third world country you going to,
man,
bro?
Man, honestly, I don't even know. I'm scared, low key. Not scared for real, but
I'm terrified when I'm on vacation.
More so
terrified.
Excited.
I feel vulnerable.
Why?
Because you don't know the area, you ain't got no real so fall safes like that, and you a black, you know, tall black dude walking around, you public enemy number one.
More so first time, like your first time going?
Anywhere.
It depends on where you going.
Anywhere. Because the majority of the time I travel when I'm with the rents, you know what I mean? I'm with the parents or my cousins or whatever. But if I was to go be on some type of, I go on vacation, I'm in the bed. For real.
Man.
I sleep a lot.
On vacation?
On vacation.
You got to go visit the area, though, bro.
Man.
I don't do none of that shit, bro. Golf is like, that's my lane.
Just stay your ass at home and go to sleep, man, bro.
But we can't golf here in the wintertime. That's what I'm saying. We're going to Vegas. We'll play a couple rounds. I might go to the Wynn again. They got the Sphere out there and shit. That'd be fire.
You definitely got to check that out, bro.
That'd be fire. I might fuck around and make another YouTube video because I did the one 3 years ago. That shit came out ass. And my golfing skills was ass at the time. But man, that shit is fire, though.
Don't they got like movies in the Sphere you could watch?
YouTube being that bitch performing. Like, they be in there doing concerts.
Yeah.
They be thinking I be bullshit on the pod. I be knowing what the fuck I'm talking about. They do any, like, a Jay-Z orchestra or some shit in there. Like, just Kanye.
Wrapped up. Then
like
Usher
the
wrapped
acoustics
up.
In that boy is probably crazy.
Bro, crazy, bro.
Wait, no.
Can you pop a couple of shrooms before you walk in there? Bro.
Right, hold on, shrooms.
A little too far.
No, wait. But what did Usher do? He didn't do.
He had a residency.
Residency. Yeah,
and he was just macking on all the everybody's wives and girlfriends.
Was he at
year.
The Wynn or something?
Probably something like that.
I don't remember exactly which casino he was at.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think on. I'm like, no, he wasn't. Yeah.
I just be trying not to get in trouble, bro. I stick to my lane. I lean on my strengths,
Vegas?
Bro. Just anywhere on vacation. Man, anywhere on vacation.
Vegas is
you ain't gonna catch me in no oceans, no bodies of water, none of that shit, bro.
What? What's the point?
I just don't do that shit, bro.
Why not?
We not supposed to be in the water.
Why not?
Because we land creatures, bro. What you mean?
I'm
you go
in
the water, you signing up for...
We from Africa, bro.
I'm in that thing.
The largest river in the world is in Africa, bro.
I'm in the water.
What the fuck that got to do with anything, dog? I'm saying,
we supposed
dude, right
to be
now,
in the water.
I don't
water.
Fuck with water, bro. That is not my vibe. You catch me on them greens and them fairways, bro. That is it, bro. T-box, tee time.
So you don't like
the
waves?
Ball go in the water?
I'm not going to get no fucking golf ball in no body of water. Hey,
that, see, that's where
about,
his money
bro.
Going right there. He re-upping on them golf
oh,
balls.
For sure, bro. Absolutely.
He spent $500 a day on golf balls.
He said,
how y'all made? No, the round is $500, bro, at the win. When I went there 3 years ago, I paid $500 to play one round. It was a caddy and everything.
That's crazy.
That shit was fine. And I went out there playing like shit, bro. I was hitting extra balls and shit. They was like, get this nigga out of here. That shit was so fucking funny. That's on YouTube. Might have to put the description for that on the fucking in the bio. What's been going on, fellas, man? What? How was the year? Year-end wrap-up type shit. It's the anniversary of the pod type shit. It's been 3 years strong this week.
Damn.
3 years.
3 years, yeah. Clap that up. Clap that up for my
dog. Oh, man. That's real.
I got
that's
that
real
Long Island in my hand right now, but I'll be clapping.
That's real love, though. I love having Ray on the fucking show.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. You know, we go back and
nigga
forth,
right
man.
Here,
we
bro,
go back
is
and forth,
solid,
man.
Bro. I swear to God, Ray, yeah. Solid as hell.
You know, we be having some good conversations, man. Good topics. You know, we kind of just.
I just be trying not to get you in trouble.
Get me in trouble in what way?
I don't know. I feel.
Hold
remember
on,
the first.
What you got going on, bro?
I ain't got.
What you mean?
What you
whoa,
got
whoa,
going
whoa,
on?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
About you don't want to get him in trouble.
Oh no, I'm saying like because when I get on my when I get on my in my pod bag, whoever's sitting next to me is responsible for how this
man,
shit.
Man,
you know?
we let it flow, man.
Dog, the first time we did the pod, right? Uh-huh. Episode like 6, 7, some shit, right? And I'm in there going off.
I was at my place, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm in there going off, bro. Mm-hmm. Production level trash, just in there getting my shit, airing out my grievances. That's what we do on the pod, right? So I remember a couple times, Ray. Be like, man, I threw the B word out there. Matter of fact, bad bitches come in here. Mom was the bad bitches on the pod, no cap.
Exactly, bro.
I hit up mom, I'm like, mom, man. When you gonna come back on the pod, bro? Show us some love. He be like, man, I'm like, who you think want you know you want to sit down with? He said, man, Ray and a bunch of bad man, bitches. Right. I'm hey, like, bro, just, ain't nobody just got bad that. Bitches in their pocket like that though, bro. And you know it's almost
you're
impossible,
to,
man. What are you talking about?
You Drake,
it's only
bring the bitches on the pod, bro.
They for me, okay?
He's
they not
me.
They not to come around for y'all. And they
that's,
all hate me right now anyways.
Crazy.
Mad at me, bro.
Ain't
I ain't got no... Bro, this, you are potting now at this point, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, bro. Never yeah. shared, bro. I don't even like talking. It's private, bro. It's private.
Why?
We had Ish and Steph in here last episode. And I was talking about kind of... Don't you see the difference in kind of dudes that's in relationships? Same with women. Like somebody get in a relationship and they're like a completely different person. And it might.
In what way? Like
negatively more that I'm thinking of. Like you just stopped your whole ambition in your life because of your obligations to your girl.
A lot of people get comfortable like that too.
Exactly.
Though.
But hold on. I want to dive into this. So when you say they stop, do you mean like as far as what they got going on? Like outside
yeah,
of the relationship?
Like. My goals and ambitions, I take full advantage of being single
mm-hmm.
because if I wasn't single, there would, you know, some audibles, you know what I mean? Like some shit
right,
would have
right.
to go about
yeah,
differently.
Man. What's the audibles, man? Come on, man. We can't just say audibles. What's the well, audibles? What's the audibles, Ma? Well, or Chuck? I'm calling you Chuck to the whole.
Well,
what's the audibles, Chuck?
When you're in a relationship with a woman, you are responsible to protect and provide.
Exactly.
So if you're protecting and providing for somebody, you can't do the goofy shit that I be doing.
Hey, we diving in. What's the goofy shit that you be doing, man? Come on, you beating
just
around the bush.
Just setting my money on fire, bro. Okay. Like, I'm a professional at what I do, bro. Like, I'm nice at what I do. So that's like kind of, I can get away with shit like that.
You're a degenerate gambler.
Exactly. That's— exactly. A lot of the content all year has just been
getting, on the roulette getting table. Your rocks off, huh?
No, for real, bro. It's all entertainment, though, bro. As long as I'm not, you know, out here fucked up, you know. I mean, I'm out here pretty fucked up, but not super fucked.
Stay away from the casinos, bro. You know,
y'all ain't got no vices.
Yeah, can't stop,
2023
stop.
Vices right now.
The only vice I got, bro, is pre-workout.
Yeah, I'm about to get into that. That shit is a problem,
man.
And,
having the chitters.
Fruit snacks, bro. Sugar.
Fruit snacks, man. Sugar is a problem. I feel like you've been on that fruit snack for years.
Does that stem from a kid? What's the rosebud in that? Like, as a kid, nobody would ever let you have a piece of candy?
I was the same when I was a kid.
No,
bro.
Way. You just on the candy.
It just never, like, stopped. I don't know what it is, bro. It's like sugar, bro. I can't be without it.
Is pre-workout and lifting a vice?
I'm gonna say pre-workout is. I don't think lifting is a vice because it's not bad for you unless you take it to
unless you tear shit
extreme levels, which I do take it to extreme levels, but I'm not injured. I take care of my body and everything. I'm eating right, getting my sleep in, so it's not a bad thing because it's healthy for me and it's just benefiting me. So I don't think it's bad.
You live in the gym. That's motivational. How is how is the pre-workout a bad thing? Explain in detail.
The amount that he uses.
I've only done creatine. I've only done creatine.
His tolerance, man.
Creatine ain't bad. Creatine is good for you unless you like not drinking any water at all. Mm. And you know, you get dehydrated. That can mess with your liver. Because creatine, it like draws the water from your body and it brings it into your muscles. So that you get more nutrients and everything in your muscles, and that's how it helps you grow.
It just helps you grow, or does it help you perform?
It does help you perform too, like over time. People think like as soon as you start taking creatine, you just
you're gonna
go from 135 to 225.
Dwayne Johnson type shit.
It don't work like that.
Easy money.
But I go to this gym on the road in Niagara Falls, right outside of Buffalo, right?
Oh,
so
that's tough.
Every now and then I'll go. Sometimes, like if I'm late, I'll just run in, take a shower or whatever. I'm back in the Peterbilt, right? Last time I lifted seriously, right, was maybe a couple weeks ago. I walked in that motherfucker, and I feel like now my strategy is to isolate just one muscle group, and my chest is my weakest muscle group, bro. Can't do nothing. Back in the day, I could push some shit. Not benching, but I could do some push-ups type shit. Bro, there's nothing more humbling, right? There's nothing more humbling than being a big black nigga with the afro, with the hoodie on, pushing, like struggling to do 25-pound dumbbells. Struggling.
You said struggling. 25?
I'm in there doing, all my sets are chest-based.
25.
So I'll start, bro, listen. Listen, bro.
Nah,
I'll start, look, listen, bro. I got to get back. And I need motivation, bro. I got to get back, bro.
25.
I have to get back to it, bro. It's 20, bad, bro. 20. Don't do me like this on the pod, bro. I'm being honest and transparent right now. And y'all making it worse.
This is
the end of my workout, though.
Rough,
I come in, I do the bench, right? And I'm benching, like, 25 plates on each side. That's little kitty shit, right? To y'all. Little kitty shit.
That's high school.
So I'll do it like 20, but I'll do like 20 reps in a couple sets, right? And then go to the machine and then go to some free weights. So by the time I'm the weight is getting lower based on my performance, bro. If you can't fucking get the shit up, then you gotta go down in weight.
Yeah, for sure.
It's that hypertrophy.
Yeah, you gotta like bro, you gotta let go of your ego and you gotta, you know, bring the weight down. But
I'm glad that I can handle that type of shit, bro. Most niggas can't.
Man.
The girls be in here, the big niggas be in here looking.
25 pound dumbbells.
Struggling, bro.
Crazy, bro.
And then getting on my knees and doing the seated push-ups on the bench. Going to the wall and doing the push-ups on the wall.
But the one thing about the gym, though, it humbles you for sure, like you said. It's good, though, when you got a good support system that know your limits and stuff. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. I was trying to go for 315 a while back, and I had Maul there. Couldn't get it. I was moving 275. I moved 285. I said, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do 315.
Yeah, you tried to jump 30 pounds, bro. That's a big difference.
You in the gym actively right now, right?
No.
Not like I want to be. I'm about three to four.
You sure as hell post that shit like you in that motherfucker, though.
Hey.
My bad, dog.
But you see it.
He got pictures saved.
I do see it. He got them saved up. He be in the bed like... 808. LA
Fitness. You going to the gym and take five different shirts, take five different pictures.
Come on now.
Post them all week.
Nah, here we go. Look,
like, oh, damn.
Look, hoodie, no shirt.
Ray be in there.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's trifling.
Yeah, we get like that. Six
y'all
in the morning.
Go to the LA up in Birmingham, right?
Yeah.
Dog, that's the best gym I've ever been to in my life. I remember when they opened that gym up. I was working at Jet's Pizza across the street. I was the first one with a membership in that gym, just so y'all know.
No, it was me.
Cap. No, no.
Cap. It was me.
No, Cap. I was there the Cap. Day it opened, bro.
Bro, Cap. I was too. Me, Zoe, and John Head. R.I.P. my dog, John.
R.I.P. John. For real? Yeah.
6 a.m. working out on a hoop tip.
And I was just about to say that. That's when niggas was hooping. You still hoop?
Not right now, bro, because after I broke my ankle, I ain't fully recovered yet.
That, he so. Just took it there. Look, I was about to get him, too. Like, no. And he said, after I broke my ankle.
He's honest. He's honest. Yeah, that's so real.
Like, relax, bro.
My fault, man. It's my fault, man.
You, so are you lifting weights to kind of fill that hooping void?
I mean,
us old niggas, we got boys when it come to playing ball, boy.
I'm always going to lift, bro. I just, like, I can't not lift, bro.
You so sick, you go lift and then go hoop.
Yeah, that's
the sickest
how,
type
that's
of nigga. You don't
want to
be around a nigga like that, bro. Them niggas is crazy.
No, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. When I was working out with Bobby, shout out to Bobby. We was doing legs, bro. After that, go right into hooping. I'm like, nah, bro.
That is the best.
Y'all different, bro. Y'all
that's
different.
The best. Different. Your legs is warmed
psycho
up.
Psycho shit.
You just ready to go.
Psycho shit.
Different,
bro. Your bounce feel crazy after leg day, bro.
How you gonna turn your life around in 2024, Ray? Well, the vices. We were talking about vices. What's the vices of 2023 you wish you could have had?
I don't even want to say mine, bro.
All right.
Look,
that's
porn. Look. This is sad.
No, that's not true. Ray.
Man, look.
Ray
I've been traveling,
church,
man. I've been traveling.
Ray,
man.
You do
Ray
be outside.
I'll be gone, man. Whoa.
Whoa. I'm dead.
No Tinder.
He the bumble lord.
No.
He unhinged on hinge type shit. That's a pretty creative back and forth.
Hey, look.
This shit kind of fire. What kind of trip you
sound
went
like
on?
Sound like some Game of Thrones stuff right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Introduce me, you know what
nice,
I'm saying?
Man. I might write a book one day type shit.
Got bars. But, bro, you know, we did the Toronto to kick off the 30.
Oh,
which,
shit.
I told Chuck to go here, but...
Bro, I was barely walking.
Man, I ain't trying to hear all that. We had the booth, man. You'd have been fine. You'd have been sitting there.
Bro, I feel bad. Like I was... I was definitely... Wait, I'm going to express this.
Yeah, express it. Yeah. Express it. Take your time.
I was definitely surprised. Like, oh, man, there's a better way of saying it. I was definitely surprised about the... events out there because we talked about it. You gave me a date and I said, all right, I'll make the second day. I'm not gonna make the first day. I didn't know we was gonna be in a club like that.
Oh yeah.
And then when we was in a club like that,
yeah,
I kind of went overboard. it was a surprise.
We
talked about it on the pod before, but what I'm saying is like the blackout into the concrete chip tooth.
Bro. Wait, I'm jumping.
Let me hear your perspective.
Let's talk
bro.
About this, bro. Let's talk about
shit
this.
Fucked up.
So we went to...
I'm recovered now, bro.
We
it took me
club.
Months and months to recover from this, bro. Like, man. I got my teeth. I'm all right, bro.
Man, let's talk about this. So we went to the club called Medusa. It was the second night.
Shit
mind
trash.
You, we turned up the first night. He wasn't there the first night. So we get there on the second night. Prior to going to Medusa, he been drinking all day.
No, bro, that's not true.
Dude was drinking all
that's
day.
That's not true.
From the brunch, you ain't drink at the brunch?
I didn't drink at the brunch.
You had the vodka sunrise,
no,
bro.
No, I didn't, bro.
I wish. I'll call Rail right
I
now,
I don't think
bro.
I'll call him. I'll call him
right now.
Bro, I saw you drinking mimosas over
bro,
there,
you bro. Had the vodka sunrise in that boy.
Yep, I remember that.
Then, I turned out the
then
phone.
You went to the hockey game, got lit in that bitch.
Bro, I had a couple beers at the hockey game, bro.
Yeah, I was at the hockey game with you, bro. No. You was turned
that
up.
That shit was lit, bro. That shit was fire. You wasn't there, but that shit was fire. I wish you was there. That shit was lit.
I was there, bro. You was turned up.
This nigga ain't about to answer.
See me answer. If not, I'm about to cut scenes. We about to get right back to Medusa.
You gonna call me back? Really? I want to know about this. I didn't drink at brunch,
bro. You can call Juan. He'll tell you because I got there
please
late.
Leave your message.
Terrell Tracy, you didn't meet up, bro.
So anyway,
okay, just for your sake, okay. Let's say I drank at brunch. Okay, I drank at brunch. So I had a couple beers at the hockey game.
You met us at the burger spot. I forgot the name of the burger spot.
I didn't have a beer there.
No, you did. But I'm just saying, you was already on tip when you got in there, boy.
I was having the best day of my life.
He came in there.
I was having the best day.
You know when you loud as hell?
Look, bro. I was having the best day. I walked from Scotiabank. And it was all like a walking journey, bro. I had so much fun. And then I'm in the hotel room. We getting ready to go to the club. And I'm not a club goer. So those midnight, the club event starts at midnight type at shit. Midnight. I'm like, bro, we got to get a move on in this bitch. I'm waiting in y'all hotel and I drink like an old fashioned.
Because I think it was me, you and Juan. We got there first, right? No, it was just me and you.
Yeah.
Then Juan.
I think Juan was in the lobby with us.
Okay, it might have been.
Oh, no, it was just me and you in the club?
Yeah, in the club.
Right, first so got after in, the hotel, I go in the club with Ray, and the lady all like, you know, this is the stuff I wasn't privy to. I didn't know we was
like
getting, I didn't know we was getting special treatment in that bitch, bro.
Yeah, he ain't know
I didn't
this,
know we was getting special treatment.
So you lost your mind in there.
No, so we got a booth, right?
Yeah, and
I'm Toronto. I'm waiting on him. He leaves me to go get the rest of the crew, and I'm up there buying, getting Coronas and shit from the bar and mingling and holding down the fort type shit. And so I'm drinking the Coronas, you know, at... You know, from 12:15, 12:30.
I was only gone for like 5-10 minutes, bro. I just had to go downstairs to go.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's say I had one Corona, and then throughout the night, I continued to go get Coronas from the what's name. So after what the bottle service bring? When the shit was lit, when it was like 12:30, 12:45, what did they bring us?
Definitely a lot of tequila. We had a lot of tequila. We had Patron. We had Casamigos. Big bottles. And then what else after that? They gave us like champagne or something. That was on the house there.
That was wild.
Man, they kept
coming. He showed
back.
Me the bill. I'm like, bro, why didn't you tell me this was happening?
We ain't gonna talk about
that. I was so mad.
I took care of that, man.
Bro, I would have contributed type shit. But that was fire. That was dope.
But here's the crazy part, bro. We left, mind you. We left
at 1 o'clock, bro.
Like an hour and some change. Here we go. So
no, it was.
I say some change. When I say change, like 15, 30 minutes.
I was so confused, bro. Wow.
Yeah. No, we're going to talk about it. So mind you, we got the bottles. We got women around us and all that. We passed y'all drinks at this point.
Y'all left the
bro.
I'm in there
drinking the bottle. Like nobody really drinking like that. He buying Coronas.
How you going to tell me I'm not drinking? I wasn't drinking in there after. What happened to me?
You weren't drinking the tequila.
Yes, I was. That's the whole point. That's what adds up to what happened.
Everything.
Man, he had probably like one or two.
Don't know what he was.
He
drinking.
Probably had like one or two shots up in there, right? So I'm killing the whole bottle to the point I'm sweating that mother. Keep sweating.
Damn.
Well, Jalen looked at me. He said, "Yeah, bro, you might want to wipe."
Bro, that shit was crazy.
Because I didn't know. Look, they caught me off guard when they, you know. They brought the champagne as well. I'm like, dog, this is crazy.
You had the turtleneck on.
I had the turtleneck.
They made me check my coat. I'm like, why am I checking my coat?
Made him check. Jalen,
1 o'clock, we was out of there.
You look like a thug, so they made you check your coat.
Bro,
so.
I think I was looking too good, bro. Somebody was trying to get over on me in that bitch. Somebody slipped a little something in one of them Coronas, bro.
Y'all can't see me right now.
That's
bro.
My theory, bro. That's my theory. I'm trying to make sense. Bro, I'm trying to make sense of it afterwards.
Y'all gave that man a Mickey.
Man,
bro.
That shit be happening, Maul? Does it happen?
Maul doesn't drink.
I don't know. I don't drink.
So. Man, y'all have all heard of happening, bro.
Chuck doesn't drink. So
yeah, hey, Raymond, watch out.
Hey, whoa.
Okay, so 12:59, these niggas want to leave.
The fuck?
I'm like, why the fuck are we leaving? We just got here.
So
yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, so okay, yeah, because Jalen wanted to go to the other club to go see one of the twins, right? So in that situation, we got some friends. They was in Windsor at the time, 10 years ago. Fast forward, they out in Toronto.
So he wanted to go get some old instead of being with the new.
I can't speak on that, man. But
that's wild, man.
Well, my homegirls in Canada really let me down that night.
So look,
I hit him up like 12 hours before she was going down. She was,
You're not that
look,
guy.
It was lit. Medusa was lit. It was
so fire, man, in there, bro.
I've been to Medusa before.
I wish I'd have blacked out in there, bro. Man. I wouldn't have fucked my mouth up.
So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that, right? So
pause.
The whole situation. Was wild.
Hey, yo.
Mommy?
Yeah.
Terrible sandwich, by the way.
Thanks for letting me know.
Continue, bro. All
right, that was wild.
My fault.
That was crazy. So we We had that dilemma of him wanting to go to the other club. So at this point, we like,
it's your birthday though.
It's my birthday, right?
It's your fucking birthday.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Man, you need to add that.
So whatever, I'm with that. Oh, okay, I got play. You. For a soundbite,
Soundbite, yeah, for sure. But so at that point,
bro, I was coherent. Let me tell you, he bullshitting.
No,
I'm coherent.
No, I ain't being around the bush. I'm trying to set it up for you, right?
Go ahead.
Because at this point, you got to think of the situation. We all in Toronto, for me, my first time. So I'm like, we need to stick together. You know, if we're going to go to this other club, I'm riding the high. This one lit. I'm thinking the other club going to be lit too, right? All right, fuck, we go. We call it Uber.
After 1 hour, nigga. Yeah, you can't even work out in
Back, I ain't going to lie. Looking back, I was sick, bro. I said never again.
Yeah, Medusa, never that's again. Like one of the top tier clubs out there.
Bro, never again. In my mind, I said, I ain't going back with these
niggas. You should have seen the fucking bill, nigga.
I said, I ain't going
none
back
of
with
it
these
made
niggas.
Sense.
I ain't going back
that,
with these niggas.
None of that shit made sense, bro.
So, all right. So, look, mind you, I killed the whole, it was even the Casamigos. I killed that boy, like, majority of it. I'm in that boy. He keeps sweating.
Bro, you tripping.
Man.
Tripping.
We started passing out drinks to the women.
How did you not black out?
Bro, I didn't just, man. Look, bro. Strong God man out here. Like, it's going to be him, bro. Strong man. It could have been anybody, but bro. Mind you, I'm not a weak drinker, bro. I'm not a weak drinker, Ray. That's what I'm saying.
It goes back to him drinking the whole day is what I'm trying to tell this man.
That,
look at him.
I'm 242 6 or 6'4", 240. It take a lot. It take a lot.
You benching the 25s?
Bro, oh,
you
I know, bro. That, I know. Chest. That's crazy, bro.
You
no
do not
chest.
Want to say that.
No chest,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Bird chest, bro. No chest.
But,
so
look, I know, bro, for sure.
Hold on, look, we get into the Uber. I'm thinking everything's smooth,
it's
right?
It's me, him, and Jaylen in the Uber.
And I'm in the back. No, Juan and Real.
They were not in the Uber with us.
This how I know he was fucked up.
No.
Bro.
This how I know he was fucked up. I swear to God, in my memory, no. It was just
this
us
how
three.
I know he was fucked up.
And I was in the back, right? It was a van. It was a
we
it
were
was
both
a van.
In the back. We were both in the back.
Yes, I remember being in the back.
This how I know you was fucked up.
Let's play it. Say it. Say it.
We were all. Because so, Juan was in front of us. And then Real was next to him, and then Jalen was in the front.
That's crazy.
So we get out that boy.
Because when else would y'all have an Uber if it was only three?
Bro.
Exactly.
Bro, Terrell and Juan disappeared to me.
Man, so at this point,
you couldn't see no niggas under 5'7".
Bro,
it's crazy we talking about, oh my God. It's crazy that we talking about this shots. Now because my perspective is
I didn't even know
flawed.
You were thinking like that. Yeah, yeah, I didn't know you. Yeah, so me and him the last ones to get out. We in the back, right? So I'm getting out.
I'm the last one to get out.
The last one. I'm in front of him. So we getting out. We walking.
It's, you know how you walk in between that second row of chairs in the van, and then the sliding door open, so there's the whole door open,
mm-hmm.
and then you that big ass step to the curb.
Yeah.
Foot never left the van, bro.
Dude had the
mats
at the bottom.
This nigga had mats.
No, not the mats. With the step. He had the step on there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the fuck happened.
I'm a tall nigga though. Fuck that step. I'm a big
down,
nigga.
Bro.
Fuck you talking about. I'm not using that little ass step.
We're walking to the club. All I hear is doom, doom, doom.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I turned around, saw motion. I said, Hatch.
He said,
I said, y'all, Hatch. Boy, took off running over there to him. Everybody else just standing there. I took off running.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
I go pull him up, bro. I got blood on my shirt.
Bro, I'm leaking. And
leaking.
And it, what was my facial reaction at that time?
Bro, I don't, you was out of it.
Bro, I was, laughing, bro.
He
was
like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Look, bro. Look.
He wasn't drinking, bro. That nigga was on some.
Bro, look. And that's what I'm saying. The amount of stuff that I remember, next morning, urinated all over myself. And there was no, I had no hangover.
Time out.
No hangover.
You just going to say that like that? You just going to just let that fly?
I said it before on the show. But
I don't remember that.
Which episode was okay, my phone had water damage, so my phone wasn't even working. It wasn't charging. The next morning in the hotel, blood everywhere on the pillow type shit. So I look in them. I walk in before I go to bed.
Y'all ain't take this man straight to the hospital.
Look, this one, look.
He disappeared, bro.
Listen, Maul. No, Ray's there.
He disappeared.
Ray's there. I'm like, I'm cool. Look, Maul. This is how thorough I am, bro. You looking at a thorough nigga, right?
I'm going to let him get off, and I'm going to tell you.
Bleeding, fucked up, right? And Ray there. Ray the only person I remember being. I'm like, I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm straight.
Because I picked him up.
I say, I'm good.
Blood
on
my shirt.
I'm about to walk to the what's name. I'm not about to call no Uber and sit here in the what's name. My toe, I hyperextended my toe. I had the Yeezy Breads on. My left toe was bruised and blacked. Like I tried to land on it. Whole body weight was on the toe. And then the face hit the concrete. I'm adding the shit up. Knee fucked up, right? That was the three booms.
Where your arms was that, bro?
It was a van, right? So, nigga, I'm free falling.
I gotta paint this picture, bro. I gotta look.
That bitch head first.
Yes. Yes, I gotta paint this picture, bro. I turn around, he's laid sideways like he's dead. Half of his ass,
my ass was out.
Half of his ass was out, bro. I didn't want to take a picture, but I'm like, bro, that's my man's. I'm not about to do him, bro, like that.
Y'all would have
bought. But I, oh
after,
god,
the emotional damage after some shit like this is a lot to conquer. But I got it in me, bro.
Club
I
can do is
it.
Over. Club scene is over at that.
Bro, so that so I'm walking. Tough. I'm walking limping. Like I had like a Joker moment. Like I'm laughing about the shit because it didn't make no sense. This have I ever Ray? You know me for a long time, nigga. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of some shit like that happening to me,
bro? That
is a reoccurring thing that happens to people.
That messed me up.
Johnny blacked out last year. He blacked out the year before that. This ain't no. You know what I mean? And that's why it was tough. So yeah, I'm walking back to the hotel room, having my Joker moment. I see the chip tooth. I'm like, damn, that shit kind of fire. Go to sleep. Next Not morning, fire. Phone fucked up. Drive all the way back to Detroit to go to bed.
Bro,
told the dentist, they was like, okay, we got you.
So let me add to that. So
you
I go
to the hospital.
No, look, I'm gonna add to that.
I should have got my blood drawn and all that, but look, I wanted to go home so bad. You know, when they say 11 o'clock, they mean 11 o'clock. The valet brought the Tahoe out. I'm going back home, bro.
Bro,
that was just my mind state.
Talking about as soon as it happened, bro. You ain't know if you needed stitches,
bro. No,
bro. These niggas ain't shit, bro.
He was so out of
these
it.
Niggas,
let me tell
I definitely
tell
needed stitches.
So I,
shit, the way my shit is, I needed stitches.
He definitely needs his lip was shit.
Because I'm thorough, nigga.
Because nah, I'm thorough. That shit's not
thorough, nigga. Nigga, let me tell you, look, so.
That's how you get infections and all type of shit, bro.
But I look at it as like some barbaric journey, bro. We had a good ass time in the six.
Nah, fuck that. Never again. Never again.
Never again.
Never again,
never
bro.
Again. That shit was fucked up.
So we about to go into the club. This is the crazy part right here. I don't even remember this. You was gone. So
this nigga just said to me on the pod, you don't even remember this because you wasn't there. No, nigga, what?
You wasn't there, bro.
I was walking back to my
gone,
room.
You was gone both ways. Yes. You was out of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Of course you can't remember if you weren't there though.
No, but
that's
look.
What I'm saying. You got it, Ray. My bad.
Thank,
go ahead.
Thank you.
You got it.
Hey, both of y'all.
You got it, bro.
So I go into the club for a little bit. It's wrapping up. It's closing. Right.
You went to the club after he got fucked.
Oh yeah,
up.
I checked. I looked at him. I said, "Dog,
I said I'm good." I
he
don't,
said, "He was, I'm good.
I'm not a friend."
Yeah,
no,
bro.
No, look. I'm not. Look, I'm not one of them niggas that expect support. You know what I mean?
You missing? No.
I'm like, all right, I'm out.
Hell no, fuck that. You missing the point details.
Ray a good nigga though.
No,
don't judge him. Don't judge.
You said fuck it. The hoes in here.
Imagine if.
Yeah, be alright.
No, bro.
Imagine if the bottom of my teeth hit the concrete. Like, imagine if I would have hit the concrete a different way, bro. Yeah, that shit crazy.
Bro, okay. Hold on. Let me add a factor in there. Rel and Juan was still outside checking on him.
No, bro. I only remember talking to you and walking. It was all of 2 minutes.
That's how I know you was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were still out there talking to him. I went into the club with Jalen. They come in.
I think I got spiked. Somebody put something in my bottle, bro.
Here we go.
Because I never reacted to no shit like that.
Bro, in the bathroom in Medusa doing fentanyl.
Because this ass been drinking the whole day. I keep trying to tell this man, bro.
That's not a thing for me, bro.
It's not a thing for me. Then what happened? You think they just took a Corona and said today's your lucky day?
Bro, I was in there looking. Look, I was in there looking good. Wallet was fat.
You think they seen your wallet?
They wanted me to pass out in that club, escort me out, and run me for all my shit, bro. That's how I go.
That. I ain't trying to hear that.
It was off that Robin Rihanna.
I don't know, bro.
Hey, you hear more? Sound like he would have left you hanging too up in there. I'm just saying.
I'm not worried about none of that shit. I don't go to the club, bro. I don't do shit like that.
I was
out there for my nigga Ray. My nigga Ray turned 30 type shit.
Nah,
so we had a good ass time.
Big 30. You know what I'm saying?
I like how you tried to put that shit off on me, though.
That's pretty fly.
Like that, yeah.
That's some posh shit right there. You're kind of nice.
But look, though, this is the thing.
You talk about speculations with me, bro.
I'm just saying, Rel and Juan was out there with him.
So when
I said, in my mind,
you know how I know Rel and Juan?
I checked on him.
You know how I know Rel and Juan?
I had the blood on my shirt.
Look,
I had the blood on my shirt.
Ray,
you had the blood on your shirt?
Ray, you was fucked. That's real, though. I like the idea of my blood being on your shirt.
I was pissed. No, I was pissed.
Yeah, warrior shit. But, yeah, pause.
You know how I know
Juan and Rel wasn't there,
bro,
is because they found out about it later and contacted me, and I like, yeah, that happened, and laughed on my phone in my ear.
Please call them.
Damn.
I will tell you right now, they was there. Everybody saw you was messed up.
Cause
they came in. They came in after me.
We 0-1 on phone calls this episode. We not calling nobody else.
I'm like, where Hatchet? They was like, we don't know.
Dependable though.
They was like, we don't know.
I don't think Real ever.
I left the club going to look for you, bro.
Why? Because I was walking the streets.
I didn't know where you was at.
I went back to the room. Where you thought I was gonna go? I got one place to go.
You was fucked up. That's number one.
And you just bro, fucked up
you
your
know
lip.
How not fucked up I was? I was able to get myself back to my fucking hotel room.
So now after he wasn't a fall fucked up. Like that. Now he wasn't fucked up after he got roofied.
Sense into your head.
It's there's a difference between drinking and blacking out and getting roofied, nigga. That's the point.
So you got roofied. But you wasn't fucked up.
I'm not saying I got roofie because I can't prove
he
it.
He kept saying
and the
that
more
shit.
The more I say it, he kept the more pissed
that.
Off
he kept
it make,
I said, bro,
feel
you think they gonna put
the
something in
that
Corona? You think they gonna put something in that Corona?
Bro, it's Toronto, bro. I'm in there with the Detroit Tigers hat type shit, bro. I'm a mark, bro. You ain't
bottles.
Know I'm a mark. You don't know we marks.
Bro, we
marks,
getting
nigga.
Bottles. We was
bro,
getting bottles in there,
bro.
Nah, he ain't had the braids yet.
Hold on. Six guy. I should have never got these braids, bro. I'm what? So tired of hearing. I love having them.
Uh-huh.
The maintenance is a new thing for me. It's very fun, actually. I like it. I go to the salon, talk to the girls. I do the girl talk with the girls in the salon. Fly shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like people be... Drake make us look so bad. He make
He's
me look
us.
So bad.
Us.
He make me look so
My
bad.
My man just joined the braids community not too long ago. Now he like, he made me look bad.
He make us look so bad, bro.
Man.
We went to that concert.
Yeah.
Yo, this is a hell of a podcast episode, bro. Ray, what the fuck you been on this year, bro?
Bro, no,
we had a good ass year.
We had a great ass year, bro. Great.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro. From the Bahamas to Toronto, AZ,
you
Atlanta.
Went to the Bahamas? This nigga different. Who is this nigga?
Man,
who is this nigga, man?
I'm gone, man.
This nigga James Bond.
I'm going to say, look, man, I'm Ghost, man. I'm Ghost Jr.
Bruce Wayne type shit.
I'm Ghost Jr., man. But
that concert was so ass.
Looking back,
I was at the roulette table and lost like $400-$500 in like three spins. Remember that?
I do remember that. I
was hurt that night, bro. Concert was ass. Remember we ate at Harry's? We had a good ass time at Harry's, bro. That shit was fun. We had a good ass time.
That concert was straight for me. I ain't gonna lie. That was the first one. First time seeing Drake in person.
It was cool to see Drake in person singing songs, but I'm rating the concert as in all the other concerts I've ever seen.
I will
before.
Say you foreshadowed what everybody else about to say on TikTok because I started seeing that
see,
after.
Now he validated
after.
Me.
What? So just, he called it mid, and then I started seeing a lot of people saying how like he doesn't say this, he doesn't perform well. It's kind of like he's going through a 2 second cut for every song. Mm-hmm. It just felt like he was just partying with
his
you.
Set list will never appease one demo. So you got to wait for like 2 or 3 songs to hear some shit you really... But by then, you so tired of this nigga up there swooning
shit,
on it.
So different.
Yeah, diverse ass fucking... But I seen Kanye live. Like, Kanye, after this album come out, if Kanye come to Detroit, I'm going to be right there at the stage like, we love you, yay! That's
all the Drake concerts I've been to is lit though, man.
How many Drake concerts you been to?
Okay, we got the first one was in Windsor.
The Take Care like, concert?
Yup.
Really?
I went to that one in Windsor? Yup.
Where was that at? Caesars?
It wasn't even that big, bro.
That's what I'm
crazy.
Saying.
That's
what
crazy.
Type of venue?
He
that's
like blew
crazy.
Up, bro.
Wow.
It was crazy. Me and my sister went. Oh, my God. He brought him out, though. I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Facts, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
It was crazy.
And the Windsor ones, them the ones you need to be worried about.
It wasn't nothing but supermodels in there.
Damn. But, that's a big statement.
So, hold on. We've been going to Windsor for a minute. I ain't never seen you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that was all from Windsor.
Nah, that was straight Toronto. Straight
that's
Toronto.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah, and I seen him again on another Take Care tour at the, what's that place called? Was it the Palace or was it Arbor?
Had to be the Palace.
Yeah, it had to be.
Palace.
Yep. Yeah, because he brought Jhené Aiko out too.
Which album was that off of?
That was Take Care.
Man, you love that nigga, boy. You went to go see two Take Care concerts.
He said, hey.
The first one was before Take Care came out, and that's when he had debut headlines.
Oh, okay.
And then the second one was after that came out, and that's when he was like super big, sold out Auburn Hills.
Mm.
So yeah, he brought Jhené Aiko out. Hey, by the way, we made eye contact when she was singing. I swear she was talking to me.
I wish y'all could see my face right now.
No, it be like that
though.
See
my face right now.
Gas buddy, bro. We on the pod, bro. Don't be hating on him, bro.
Come on, Chuck.
Bro, I'm in the front row. What you
mean? Come on, Chuck.
I'm in the front row, bro.
He said, "Come on,
Chuck." Come on,
Chuck.
We made eye contact. She started like dancing a little bit.
Why you just dance like that?
Hold on. Ain't no video episode. He can get
I'm
that off.
I'm trying to get your get back.
Like,
pause. Oh, bro. I'm not. Ain't no beef, bro.
It's,
no,
it's,
I don't
it's
need
a pause
no
on
get
that.
Back, bro.
He just swiggled that chair or something vicious.
Yo, first of all, there's no proof of what you're saying, bro. This podcast is not being video recorded, yeah, right. So there's no.
I'm glad
he
get away. I'm gonna let him go, but I'm glad he said that. How come you don't do more visual podcasts? But before you answer that, we gotta let
go ahead.
Maul continue on that
with the Janae Aiko. Yeah, you left off at Janae Aiko.
Yeah, front row. She looking
like
at you.
Like I said, and she was singing. You know, her hips was whining and shit. She was looking at me, bro. No cap. My bad, Big Sean.
Respect.
The Detroit brothers got to stick together.
I know, we definitely got to stick together.
That was before she got with you, though.
Yeah, bro. Right, for real.
So if you hear this, my bad. And I don't remember the next one I went to. I think it was the next time he came for the next album. That was actually Nothing Was the Same. That one, Take Care. Yeah, my bad. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah, bro, suck, bro. He's just not very talented.
Like, hey, whoa,
I paid. You know how much them tickets was, bro?
How much?
You know how much money
talk
I spent?
Talk your cheese, man. How much was them tickets?
Bro, you a Drake hater and you went to a Drake concert.
I like her loss. I like her loss, though. I like the album. So because I like the album, I feel like it was warranted. Like, this the only album I really fuck with.
Bro.
And it was warranted. And then you get there and it's like balloons and shit flying around and nigga playing every song that's not on her loss type shit.
Bro, I just realized I was fresh off the plane from AZ. He hit me up that night prior. You trying to go to the drink? I said, hell yeah, bro. I'm going to say no.
I be trying to treat people good, bro. I be having a good time. Them tickets about eight apiece. I've said that before, though, on the pop. But I bought them as soon as they came on sale. I was on the road.
He the biggest artist in the
world.
But
I feel you on why you felt like that was mid for your money.
Exactly.
The value.
Exactly.
And return of that.
Exactly. Mm. Thank you. That's a great way to
maybe
put it.
Five. I'll say five.
He not like one of them crazy like hype performers, though.
See, I don't know. That's my first time.
No, there were moments that were grandiose. There were moments that were tight. Like with the lights and the red when they did Energy. It's like, nigga, I forgot all about Energy. This shit fire. And then, you know, the fireworks and shit. Like, that's fire. And then after that, you got to follow that up. Like, the set list has to be theatrical, bro. You can't lose me after two songs and then try to get me back after four songs. Right. That's my whole point. But I think about it differently than most people, and I understand that type of shit. Yeah, so I don't know. It was a good year, pretty good year. What the fuck was you doing in the Bahamas, nigga?
I was with the fam, man.
I
was
mad. I said that so aggressively. Right. Yeah. I said that so aggressively. I'm mad, bro. You went to the Bahamas. That's fire,
man.
You was just cruise. You was on a cruise.
Yeah, I was on a cruise.
You know, the cruises are the biggest pollution items in the world, bro. Like, literally the worst thing you can put your money towards.
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Hasan Minhaj he had a show on Netflix, bro, where they were talking about cruises, like from open water crimes and you know, people falling off the boat and shit. Like, shit dangerous, bro. Can't be doing that.
Man,
can't
it
be
was
supporting
peaceful.
That shit.
It
bro.
Was peaceful, bro. It was
plus, you know, one person gets sick on there, everybody cooked.
Yep, that's a wrap, bro.
You know what? I'm still going on a cruise. I don't care what y'all talking about, man.
All right, bro.
I went to Coco Cay Island first, then went to the Bahamas. You know what I'm saying?
It was, so you said Coco. He just get just bringing up shit. He's just saying random shit on the pod. That's not even a thing.
My real ones know. My real ones know, man.
So you're different. All right, so you putting the pressure on me about video pods?
Yes, yes. That's been the biggest. That's been a long. Like,
but you seen
long...
what we already capable, you know, the pod mean a lot to a lot of
people. But
people
don't see it
right now.
People don't see it. What's the person, you know, behind the voice?
You want the full.
Yeah, that's
explanation.
What the people want, though.
Man.
You know?
That's real.
That's going to help you reach a whole new demographic. Yeah.
I know. It's a different market. I feel that. And the social media lit.
Social media
going to be lit.
Man.
But, that's all it is.
Like, how come you don't have like the TikTok going live
I'm enjoying this, bro. You can't. The process, you can't do that, bro. The pod is 3 years old, bro.
Why not?
The pod is a toddler, bro.
But what's going to make it different?
Man.
You set a camera.
Hold on. He said it's a toddler, bro. After he was just talking about how much he's trying to push out with his videos and everything. Why
that's
are you calling
different,
Tyler,
though. That's the behind the scenes. Yeah, it's 3 years old, bro. Man. We had 104 episodes.
We talk about
dog years.
That's 21.
I'm thinking, bro. I'm thinking, you know,
it's 21 now,
bro,
man.
Bro, I'm thinking a decade from
like
now.
R. Kelly, right now.
This nigga, bro. See, this
Jesus Christ,
ripping, bro. Oh my God.
Hey, chill, Chuck. Chill, man. Chill.
But I got a bit of an idea. It's not an original idea from me. It's just. Piggybacked off of what other people do, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But the audio will always kind of be accessible and free. But next summer, my goal is to have a couple live cameras, not live, but quality cameras. And then I'll publish it and edit it and produce it all on my end, mm-hmm. and upload it to Patreon. $5 a month subscriptions.
Okay.
Right.
And then repurpose that content later on for free on YouTube. I shouldn't even be telling y'all this shit about the free YouTube shit because then people just gonna wait. But it's kind of like a spur of the moment thing.
But it's not, you don't gotta put the whole thing on YouTube. You know, you just chop it up, give them a little preview.
Yeah.
No, I'll put. Yeah.
Because if you put the whole thing, then I might as well just wait to YouTube then.
Right.
You
just gave me the sauce. That's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't have said that.
But I'm constantly thinking.
You still get paid from YouTube too. So.
Right. But I'm constantly thinking and tweaking and changing my opinion on things. But I don't want to rush. I mean, I never have rushed it. I mean, the way the pod sounds now is not how the pod sounded last year or the year before.
Isn't that the beauty of it, though? How you're constantly evolving it and letting it grow.
So when I hear people try to push the fucking envelope, it get on my nerves.
I feel that, but
you got to grow, bro.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
It's inevitable, bro. Growth is inevitable, bro. And I understand that. So I'm trying to be the best version of myself at this present time. Mm. Like, we get together, we come on a pod. Like, I appreciate y'all taking the time out of y'all busy schedules to pull up because that's half the battle.
Right.
Just being in the fucking, just assembly, just getting together is half the fucking battle. But no, it's cool. It is big things. I'm mad we didn't even go past an hour before I just gave him the sauce like that. But I talked to other, podcasters. I mean,
it's right there in the middle though.
So, yeah, it's kind of nice.
They gotta listen.
Yeah,
right. Once they get to this 104 point, they might as special. Well just keep listening. You
know? But I talked to a lot of podcasters. Podcasters on an individual level, and it's important to kind of go back and forth and see what works and see what doesn't work. I just feel like one day somebody's going to wake up and, you know, somebody's going to be like, I always knew this.
Right.
Like, I'm afraid of that shit. I always knew this was going to be a big thing, man. You killing them, dog. Let me hold something.
That's going to be me.
Yeah, right.
But my brother.
But even the guest, as serious as the guest is with the rosters and the depth chart or whatever, like the more you care about it, I know because I got an eye for that shit. It matters. And if you care more about it, you get more screen time. When you get more screen time, you get a little piece of the pie when it comes to monthly subs.
Right.
You know, that's how you scale it. You scale it by which guest is bringing in subscriptions.
Exactly.
Because that's the dollar. But yeah, TikTok, Instagram, bro, that shit gonna go up, bro.
Man, I can't wait. From a visual standpoint, because it ties in with you a little bit more, and the guests, you know, people get a chance, you know, to match the voice with the face and you know, everything else.
I'll be hard on myself on a yearly basis just doing the audio shit because, you know, like I said, we published, this will be the 19th episode we drop this year, so this will come out before New Year's. But my goal is always to publish around the 40-50 episodes a year, which is a lot of fucking work, dog. But that's my goal. And like I said last year, I always feel like I left some food on the table at the end of the year when it comes to the pod specifically. All the other shit is set in stone. Like when the mics go off, I'm nice at what the fuck I do, right? So there's some security in that, and that's why this sounds and looks the way it does, but people can't see it.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things behind the scenes, and like I was talking about my man Danny coming through in a little bit, is guys that want to learn and are willing to give up their time, where it's like, you don't got to thank me for shit. I've helped people in logistics make changes in the car hauling and whatnot. And I tell them all the time, like, bro, don't thank me for nothing, bro. This is exactly how the fuck it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, we got to educate each other and look out for each other because nobody else is going to do it for us, bro. Nobody. I know a lot of old heads that, bro, them niggas, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, hey. They be jealous. Like, yeah, they mad jelly. You about to make as much as me. Yeah, bro.
They mad jelly.
Hey, I want to pivot real quick.
Do it, man.
All right, y'all. About what, y'all
30s? About to pull something out of his pocket, boy. What you want?
I got that thing.
What you want, bro?
Look, y'all. Pause. Look. Yeah, pause. Nah, I ain't no pause. I got that thing on.
Hey, yo.
But,
terrible
sandwich, by the way. Terrible. My bad, I said Long Island. But, all right.
Still got one drink, Dumbo. The pot is crazy, bro. We tripping on 104.
Three ounces over there. Hey.
Why you ain't get the margarita?
Because it's the Long Island.
This nigga, you know, I hate this nigga.
We bullied him out of getting a margarita.
We, I let Ray live. That's my nigga. I let Ray live, bro.
I normally do the margaritas, right? But I'm like, hold on, we on a pie. I got to do Long Island. I got to get some. You know what I'm saying? A little stronger, you know.
You lying, but I'm with you.
Right. I got to get some a little stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. That's funny.
I listen to this nigga Chuck. Anyway.
Right.
AARP, man.
Margarita. Hey, hold on, say that one more time. Margarita.
Give me a margarita.
That shit trifling as hell.
Hey, yo, let me get this out though real quick. Though.
Go ahead, my bad.
You know, y'all being in y'all 30s, man. Yep. What's the relationships like, you know, with women?
You hear this nigga, bro? Y'all being in y'all 30s.
No, for real.
I never been. Look,
us being in our
30s. Us, excuse me.
We just talked about this last episode. But it's cool to talk about. But me, bro, I never been the type of dude to make that a priority. It's still not a priority.
You're not thinking about marriage or nothing like that?
No. I got all my life to do that.
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna be Mike.
I'm not getting married.
Y'all know, you're not getting married,
bro. No. I'm a fake. I'm
so
a fake.
I want to get married. So let me hear y'all reasons on why not. What's going on?
No. I'm a believer in like what works. It's a feeling. I don't care about the believer.
Why you don't want to get married?
You don't plan that shit, bro.
Why don't you want to get married?
Go out into the market. If something finds you and it's real and you're compatible, make it work. But you don't wake up every day like, oh, I can't wait to be married when I'm 35
why
type not? Shit.
I mean,
why can't you have a goal?
Bro.
Yeah, why can't
because
you have a goal?
Because you waste your time. You worried. Because it's something you can't control. No, you can't.
You got to manifest.
You can manifest it. You can put things in motion to get to that point.
You can't control that.
For sure.
I'm being direct, like numbers.
I'm analytical with this relationship thing.
So
you can't take steps.
Relationships are transactional. Analytical. Relationships are transactional. No matter.
It's supposed to be.
I know. That's what I'm saying. No matter what. So I don't want to repeat myself from last episode, so I'm going to remix it because I'm nice at this shit. But what I'm saying is because relationships are transactional, everybody is on are different currency than me. I'm saying the variables aren't easy because it's hard to find people of value. You got to play it like that. It's like a game. It's a game, bro. You got to play it.
That's no different from everybody else. You refusing
to
settle.
It's hard, though.
You don't desperately go fishing for a wife, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Why not?
The smartest decision you'll ever make in your life is finding a wife.
Okay.
Whichever woman you choose to be your wife, it's the smartest decision you'll ever make. Most important. Exactly. Most important. Right. Most important decision you make in your life.
You don't just
make that choice off of desperation, bro. Period.
You don't have to be desperate, though, to be looking
for it. Yeah, it's not desperate.
I'm letting the listenership know right now, if y'all out here fishing for wives in a desperate manner, you signing up for some bullshit.
So that's different.
Looking for a wife, though. What's wrong with that?
That's real. I support him in his journey to find his counterpart. You pay $10,000 to a matchmaker?
No.
That's why I'm about to be on at 35.
No.
He told me he paid the one lady with the crystal ball.
Ain't you doing that Tinder Select for $500 a month?
Tinder Platinum. Oh, yeah, $500 a month, bro. That might be on. That might be lit, yo.
Tinder Platinum, bro.
Hey, that's crazy, Chuck. That's wild.
That might be lit.
You
but
wild.
No, for real. And this isn't a desperate move. This is some Kevin Samuels.
I'm an adult finder, too.
This is some Kevin Samuels shit. This is Kevin Samuels' ideology. You grow up, you be the best man you could be at 35, cash out at the casino, get you a matchmaker for $10,000, and then they will hand make somebody for you.
But where is the love with that? Where is the energy in that, bro?
The way you get together has nothing to do with how authentic the relationship is.
Cap,
yeah,
it does.
Cap, no, it doesn't.
When
online dating started, a lot of people thought it was some goofy shit.
Bro.
And then 80% of people was doing it, and now you don't have a choice, bro. Because the majority
you make
is
it sound
on it.
So robotic, bro.
I know. That's how I'm in my bag.
It's not like that, bro.
That's inorganic, bro.
I'm in my bag.
You can't have an inorganic relationship.
Yeah, it's never going to work.
You're saying the matchmaking lane is inorganic?
Yeah.
For sure. Watch.
He said, for sure. Watch.
She's going to be on the pod with me and everything. Watch.
Hey, that's cool, man. If that's what you want, bro.
Well, y'all going to be like, damn, this nigga's right.
She going to support you,
man. But that's like 6, 8, 9, 10 years down the line. I could do that at 35 to 40.
So I ain't got to do that shit now. So going back
to
marriage,
have an AI
though.
Wife?
That's crazy.
See, they can't see that look.
Go ahead, play
know,
that sound.
Bro.
Play that
I don't
sound.
Know, bro. Terrible sandwich. Which one? I got another one.
Ooh.
talking about that. Hey, he want an AI wife, bro.
That might be some, bro. That might be some shit, bro. I don't know.
So, Ma, what about
it's,
you?
It's not something I'm worried about. I like talking about it, but it's not something I'm. It's not a priority, bro.
All right. I feel you.
We gonna come back to you in a second, but Chuck, because I ain't done with your ass yet. Chuck, what about you, man? What's going on? What's up with you, man? You
this I'm episode not, I'm not so getting good. I'm gonna have to like.
I don't know. I just don't have a desire to be in relationships, man.
It's hard for black men, bro.
You not scared to be alone? I'm not saying that's the reason. I'm not saying that's the reason.
I expect to die alone. Me personally, I expect to die alone.
Y'all don't want that connection of being with somebody that you love, like y'all being one together.
Just because
together.
You want it.
I'm all right with that. I got a lot of family, you know.
Wow.
Let
me hear the outlets.
We real close, so, you know, I don't feel like I need that other part. It's not like I don't want it, you know.
You responsible for your family members?
Yeah.
Do you feel like in a way that you being single benefits your family more than even you being in a relationship? Because that relationship might change your priorities and responsibilities.
You get the extra time with them.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Because I mean, you get the extra time, right?
That's what I mean, transactional.
I don't think that being in a relationship would change that. It's just because how my family is. Like, we like super close, bro. You know
if
what I'm
I do what I'm supposed to do, it make everybody around me better. And exactly. If my full focus in doing what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing without a counterpart, it makes the fan. It's people still get better around you. You just don't have that counterpart. The moment I get a counterpart, we not going nowhere. We not going to see nobody.
That's on you, though.
Yeah, you ain't doing no vacations. You ain't still living up to new expectations.
Not with
new
like
goals,
like for
new
instance,
levels.
How you supposed to get married though if you're not integrating your wife into your family?
That's where the problems come in. Because my family not going to treat my wife like they treat me. My family could violate
me. How do you know that?
My family, could violate me and I could have a wife. And it's like, because I don't want to be around said individual, she can't be around them either. That relationship isn't.
Why though?
The same reason when your homeboy. The same reason when. Ooh, I heard this on Patrice O'Neal, on Opie and Anthony. The same reason when me and you were friends, we got girls and we mingle with our girls' friends and then we meet dudes and we cool with them dudes. If we fall out with our girls, we fall out with them dudes too.
But why? That's not how it should be. Like,
yes, it most definitely
if you
is.
Connected on a certain level with this woman and she's integrated into your family, like she's part of your family. So it shouldn't matter if y'all not talking or not. I got an aunt and uncle right now. How long they been married? At least 20 years.
That's
bro.
Fire. I love
at
that
least
type
20
shit.
Years. It's probably more than that because my cousin, she what, 20, 21? One of them. Anyway, like they had a time and point where they broke up because they high school sweethearts or whatever. They had a time where they broke up. Dog was still coming to the family. He was still coming around.
Because there was kids involved, right?
No, not yet.
They didn't have kids?
Nope.
Wow.
This was like back when they was in college or whatever. You know, she was dating some other dude trying to bring him around. We was like, nah,
couldn't
man.
Be me, bro.
Where the other dude? Where Uncle?
Yeah, you know right. What I'm that's saying? Crazy.
He was still coming around. He was hooping with my dad and my uncles and everything. Because it's like when you got that real love and you integrated into the family.
Relationships with nobody else is business, though, bro. We all know about our exes was influenced by other outside things that had nothing to do with us.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. That's life.
Everybody
yeah,
not like
you need to minimize that.
Minimize. Why? Like, well, it sounds like you want control.
Yeah, that's why he need the AI.
Bro,
that's why he need that AI.
You trying to tell him.
Y'all don't think about this?
He need that ex machina.
Y'all don't think about that?
What, having that type
bro,
of control?
Me and my next girl can't go nowhere and do bro, nothing, bro.
Love is free, bro.
We can't socialize to nobody.
You can't
bro.
Tame
you gotta, love,
you gotta
bro. Let them insecurities
yeah, you can't tame
no,
love,
that's not
bro.
Insecurity. That is, bro. That is.
What is
no,
it?
It's
control?
Not. No, it's not.
Control?
No,
if you're afraid of something from the outside, taint your relationship.
Affecting your relationship?
That's insecurity.
It's private, bro. It's not an insecurity. Nah, it should be that way.
That sound like control. I don't sound like private and control.
So
two different things.
This is a cultural. This is a cultural thing. You know, like Indians don't operate like that. Afghanis don't operate like that.
Nigga,
Jewish people don't operate
crazy.
Like that.
They still do arranged marriages.
They got a more solid, average home union than we do in America,
bro.
Because
it's control.
They will kill you.
It's control.
I might have a point. That's for shit. Yo.
Yeah,
you know, I said on Instagram not too long ago. I said I hate when people come on my pod and they just like listen to me go off and right. They're like, "Yes, preach, brother." Like I like when people come on and combat the shit
bro,
that I'm saying.
That's how it's supposed to be.
When that shit start happening,
for sure.
But I'm just joking, bro.
Nah, I'm just spotting. Don't clean it up. No, I'm just spotting. Stand on it. I'm just spotting, bro. Stand on the business, bro.
You forgot somebody was going to hear it. He didn't want to hear it.
But those outside, influences should be alarming, or you should be aware of them. You should be aware of them.
Of course. Like, you're going to have outside influences, though. Like, you in the world, like.
You can control that, though, Maul, is my point. You can control it.
If you always worried about control.
Take it away from me worried about my girl. Me specifically, I'm aware of what's influencing me.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should
be. So because I'm like that, my girl has to understand that, too. You can't just be running around being influenced by anything.
For sure. Like, that's on you picking the right woman, though. That's not like...
Bro, people change and grow. People change over time, bro. It ain't got nothing to do with the women you pick. It's the mindset, bro. It's the future. Once you meet her, she's something. And then we grow together and be different people.
Yo, grow together sound like control once again.
Bro, why y'all? You know what?
Sound like you trying to be like the only emperor.
I just changed it from a control thing and you brought it back to that, nigga.
It still sound control. Because
no, nigga. Go back never, 2 minutes. No, it don't sound like this.
No, because not once you never said she couldn't change your way of thinking or influence
she's
you.
She's going to influence the fuck out of me,
you never said that. You never gave us that.
See,
you was on
see,
the
you see how this no, you see how this pod shit get tricky, bro. Because I did not say that. I did not say that.
But you didn't say it.
Fuck out of here.
You was only speaking from your perspective.
Double negative head ass. I did not say that though.
Man, come on, man.
I'm with it, bro. I'm with the shit, bro. Whatever. We can get rid of social media. I could just work on a pod without social. Pay somebody to do that shit, and we ain't got to be influenced by outside shit. Because them DMs, that's what fucked them wedding, the marriages up.
But man, that's if you got the kind of person that's gonna allow that to fuck up the marriage.
You the same nigga in here talking about you don't believe in marriage. You not about to get married.
It's
so
not
because
of none of that. I just don't want to be married, bro.
What's why, the, yeah, what's your reason?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all sound just like
full
you
of shit. Don't say y'all.
I just don't want to be married, bro. Like, I don't.
Are you scared of the title? Is it? You
don't no, think it's, I'm not scared of the title.
You don't
title.
Think it's beneficial at all?
Yo, yeah. The paperwork.
I wouldn't say that it's not beneficial. It's just like you got to pour so much into this person, bro. And it's like the time and energy you got to put into this person. It's just not something.
That's
I
what
want
life
to
is
do.
About, bro.
I understand.
Is life not, is about
isn't
people.
That, is
life
that
is
not
about
other relationships?
Relationships.
Is that not other relationships? You still pouring in other relationships, right? The only difference is the change of the title, right? We talking.
That high seat feel different, don't it?
No, it don't. It don't.
That high seat feel dope, different.
We
right?
talking up here.
That's real though.
I just rather be single, man, instead of having. Cause like that's a responsibility.
Exactly. I'm a no responsibility type nigga too.
That I don't want to have.
Most definitely.
And so I especially don't want the responsibility of like having to raise a child, bro. That's.
So now we're getting deeper. No. Now we're getting deeper.
I just don't want to take on, bro.
Now we're getting
especially with me. Like I'm trying to become an actor, bro. So. Mm-hmm. It's like at the drop of a dime, I might have to go somewhere and I'm gone 6 months.
You know what I do for work, bro?
I know what you
do. You don't
do
think
for
that
work.
Affects me?
I think that does affect you.
Don't you? Don't you?
You
think,
and I are two different people.
But don't you think that away from home for work is a priority?
Yeah.
People have to know that coming in.
Exactly. But when you get married.
So that excuse is not valid because I do that. I live that
you
life.
You and I are two different people, though. But how you feel about it. It's not the same way.
I know.
We're
having a conversation. I'm not saying we feel the same way about it. Yeah. I'm saying.
So you can't say that my reason not valid just because it's like you don't feel the same way.
Yes, I can. I say what I want. It's a deep. I say what you mean. Yes, I can, bro.
I was about to get on his ass too. Why you feel that way?
That makes sense.
No, but that's something that I deal with all the time. I have to manage other people's feelings with what I do it for work. Mothers, fathers, siblings. Girls,
and I
friends.
I don't have a desire to do that.
And the way I deal with it is time is extremely important to me. Time right. should be valuable. Whenever I come around, we should be on some, you know, embrace this moment because it's short right. and it's important. It's valuable. Mm-hmm. Other people that don't feel like that, that's the ones that got a problem with me.
Right.
So I'm going to come back to you, Hatch, real in a second. Chuck,
this nigga be podding.
No,
you see this nigga? You see the hand motion and everything?
No,
he got his eyes closed, bro.
That's what it is.
Sometimes I come through, bro. This nigga fly.
Sometimes I come through, man.
That's some fly shit,
you know what I'm saying? But
he said he used to this shit. He. Come on, man. He here, bro.
But
he belong here, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
No cap.
Dearly Raymond,
beloved Raymond.
But look, Chuck, you said something where you talked about the level, I think it was more so the level of responsibility going from, I guess you could say a relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend, maybe fiance, going into. Not even, oh, wait, we getting deep with this. Because he mentioned kids, right? The responsibility of the kids.
Because ain't no girl having that shit. Don't let nobody hear you talking this shit on my platform.
Oh, I speak this like all the time.
Fly shit.
So how does that work for you fly when shit. It comes to like women receiving that information or that energy? Do they match it? Do they say they cool with it? Same thing for you too, Hatch.
A lot of the times they say they cool with it. But there's a lot of women, they think like, well, because he's saying this in the beginning.
Yeah, it's the end of now. I'm going to change him.
Because I know I'm a good person, which like, I don't have the same problem like most dudes have where they say like, oh, women ain't shit. I keep meeting these terrible women. Like, I've met nothing but great women. Right.
Mm. No cap.
And it's like, I try to change my way of thinking, but it just does not. It's like, bro, I don't want to be in a relationship. Because I had this one girl, man, she was perfect, bro.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Do I know this one?
What was her name? First and last name, bro.
I don't know.
No, we not putting no names out there.
Hey, nah, drop that shit.
No, we just say it start with
terrible
a J.
Sandwich. By the way,
start with a J.
We just say it start with a J. She know who she is. Like, she was perfect, bro. We ain't have sex, none of that, bro. But like,
that's some fly shit. I'll be on that too.
Like, I flew her out to Miami, bro. You know what I'm saying? We out in Miami chilling because it was her birthday. Her friends ain't want to go with her or something. Like, shit, I'll go with you.
It never got physical?
She told me before we even went there, though, like, you know, I got to have, like, very hard feelings for you before we even get to that level.
Them be the ones, too.
So I'm like, shit.
Them be the ones.
Right. Shit, ain't no problem with me. Yeah. We out there, you know what I'm saying?
Type shit.
So we went out there. We went to Miami twice, actually. Yeah, never got physical.
How long ago was this?
2020.
Was it 2020, bro?
I'm like that.
Is it 2020? That's what's up.
I'm like that. Man.
What a terrible time in history.
That's just because I was out there so
much. It sounds like 2020.
Okay, so
like, yeah, she flew me out. She flew me out to LA. For,
all right, you want
birthday one year?
You done left us. You know left saying, us at bro? The farm she, and shit. This nigga
bro,
up in
that's
space.
That's what I'm saying, bro. She was solid, bro.
Oh,
she flew me out to L.A., had me eating fucking
good as hell lobster
filet mignon
shrimp
on a goddamn hill, bro. It's a crazy view, bro. I'm like, man. And then at that point, I knew she was ready, but I still didn't do it because I'm like, man, I don't want to be in a relationship with her. I know she deserves to be in a relationship. I know that's what she wants. And she's just like ignoring everything I'm saying. So I'm like, man, I can't even hit her. And
it's good
disappear.
To hear you don't got that flicker on switch. A lot of dudes but a lot of dudes out there can flip that switch to where it's nothing and get to the business when I can't operate like that neither.
No, like, I can operate like that.
Oh, okay.
But
never mind.
He said, I'm glad I brought it up.
You just didn't flip the switch on with her.
Yeah, because okay. I like, she was a good ass person, bro. So I'm like, do I want to hit her and then like tell her and then I'm just going like that? I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to just have to like just cut her off. I'm not even going to hit her because she was ready for sure, bro.
Wow.
Like I could tell. And I'm just like, I can't do it, bro. It was hard.
What's she up to now?
Strapped. Like a jam sport.
What was the hesitation
you isolated,
behind
you
it?
Don't know nothing. You don't get no updates about what's going on with her now, or
no? Nah.
That's what's up.
What was the hesitation behind it?
Behind what?
Like not committing to her. If she had everything that you was looking for, perfect. Strapped.
She raised the bar up on that.
I wasn't
nigga.
Looking to be in a relationship.
Yeah, she raised like, the bar up on that. Nigga.
It doesn't matter how perfect the woman is. If I'm not trying to be in a relationship, like I can't just change.
She
like,
raised
yeah,
the bar up on him, bro.
Like,
she whined and dined the nigga, bro.
You established that from the jump, right? You set the standards.
Probably
and,
like
tone.
The third conversation. Yeah, we had a conversation about that.
Damn.
I don't really just come out the gate with it, but you know, within them first five conversations, I'm gonna
be that
loose.
Desperation that first
no, because,
phone call.
I mean, because because a lot of dudes we give false hope. Women do it too, but
love bomb manipulation. Right.
Yeah. I can understand how like
easy
the actions may have gave false hope, but like. I'm just having fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm out here.
You come, like, we go to Miami. Like, fuck it. Like,
it beat him beating gym picks. This nigga terrible, man. That's nuts.
Man.
But, like, man, you know. Hey, I'm a real one, though. So, I'm like, nah, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do her like that.
Bro, these females hate me, bro.
I'm about to say, y'all just never had.
They hate me.
That switch in y'all head to where it's like, man, I want to find my one.
No, it's not.
I want to get out these streets. I want to get out these streets. It never hits y'all. Like,
it's not really about.
There's
being
a lot
in
of ones
streets,
that
bro.
Got ones that want this one. You feel me?
Bars. That's a bomb. It's bars.
Oh, you a fucking.
But no, I'm just saying.
No. But it's two different. Y'all both said two different things. Hatchet. Too. You said your bar, but he also was about to say it's not even the fact of being in the streets. It's something else deeper. It's deeper for you.
I just don't want, you know, that responsibility
to hurt nobody,
that commitment. It's not about me hurting nobody, because I'm not gonna cheat. I only been in one relationship ever, and like, I didn't cheat. It was hard a little bit at one time, because I was in Vegas. It was for a week and like 3 days with E. Shout out my dog.
Shout out to E, bro.
Boy,
he said that shit different
when you 6'5,
what happens
when man 6'7? Yeah. They automatically think, like, oh yeah, they in the league. And it was crazy. Yeah. Like, bro, we was at Dre's, right? They had the night swim. That's when they opened the club, and then they opened the back part with the pool and everything.
No shit.
You know, we just sitting in the chair at the pool. I make eye contact with Shorty. She across the pool. She hops in the water.
She got the swimsuit on and all that?
To me, yeah. Just hops out the water, flip her hair and everything, like we had a movie.
Man.
Sin City and all that. That didn't get you?
That would have got me.
She wow. Like, she like, damn, you fine. I'm like, oh my God. This E over there next to me just laughing, bro.
E like,
come on, nah, can't do it, man. You got to start praying, bro, right then and there. You just start praying.
But that's the Bible. No, but that's real, though.
Slap her in the face with the Bible.
You had one at the crib, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This nigga Ray know too much.
I mean, I said I was in a relationship.
Oh, my fault.
I only been in one relationship, so everybody know who that one person was. So like,
you say everybody, this the one I'm thinking of or no?
It's only one.
I mean, you know, I don't know, man. Sometimes, you know, we have our gym conversations, you know.
So now we only talking to gym, right? That's crazy.
I mean, outside the gym too, bro.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
But I'm really trying to make sure this
I
the one.
We was homies.
No, I'm really trying to make sure this the one. Come on, man. You was at my graduation, man. When I graduated from Oakland, man. Don't come on now. You've been around. You fam.
I feel like a lot of guys got just a different ceiling than other guys.
You're touching this damn microphone.
Like. Me, I can see the infinity.
Yeah, I want to hear your AI control ass.
But for real though, if I do get my shit together in my early 30s and set myself up for my 40s, you know, it could just roll and roll and roll. I'm talking about in the logistics lane, not even the podcast. Right. You know, the podcast is separate.
Okay.
Logistically, when it comes to ownership and being buddy buddy, I know a lot of these big wigs that these dispatchers and logistics experts. Outside the cab, and I'm the nigga that you make that connection, we run it up in a whole nother fucking level because we hands on with the shit. I got my group of guys on the road on a day to day basis, run it up. I'm talking $150,000 a year, run it up. With that, you turn that $150,000 from 25% to 80%, we talking about $500,000 for each driver a year with the truck. So this decade will prove
to get a truck.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And not only that, when you're in that position, you put other people on with no experience. If you got the bread like that, I could take a motherfucker out on the road for a month, teach him the ropes, and then give him the keys type shit. You know what I mean? And then give him a percentage. He'll get a better percentage than I ever did when I first started out type shit. Right. So I got blinders, bro. Horse blinders. Tunnel vision. If I just stay off the roulette table, we gonna get there, nigga. Watch I fall in love, and the whole thing is just never fall in love.
No, I hope that doesn't happen.
That's a scary
happen.
Thing.
You know what I mean? Man. Terrifying.
Because like, I got tunnel vision too, bro. I'm with you on the tunnel vision.
Tunnel vision,
bro.
I'm so focused. Blinders,
so if
bro.
Y'all fall in love, you feel like you can be derailed from the tunnel vision.
If I'm the person, the I have, and this is the thing about being a man in a relationship too.
Sometimes
it
happens. Bro. You got to.
You have to be that guy to your woman too. Like, you got to be the guy before you even get to that level.
I'm about to counter both of y'all, bro.
You got
to
reassure her in your future.
Bird.
No, all I'm saying is it goes back to what y'all was saying. Yeah, I like that. Love it, Ray. I'm speaking.
That's real.
I'm speaking for the lovers up here.
That's real though.
But honestly, for me, I feel like it goes back to what y'all was saying with the type of woman. She has to understand the position that y'all in. So before y'all even dive into it, I feel like if she understands your vision, that shouldn't derail you from.
They don't operate like that, Ray. They don't operate.
Who's they?
They don't operate
man,
like that.
Man, I've been dating.
Not all
I ran into
females
some
don't operate like that. Horse, that horse blinder mentality is a different race. It's a different race. It's not the same race.
Bro, what?
You don't think women? Female, it's not the same
bro,
race.
You don't think
bro.
There are women out here that's entrepreneurs that got their own business?
But,
that had
but no, I'm not saying that. Success. The race is different, bro. You might have the same as a woman. You might have the horse blinders, the tunnel vision, but you're on a different track with the shit.
How, you got to break this down for me. I'm really trying to understand the difference.
You think there's a large portion of women that are capable of what I'm capable of doing? I just gave you that whole.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. And bro, they're doing.
I haven't seen it. I know a lot of women in logistics, and we cool, we tight.
Yeah.
But they don't have the same. It's pros and cons, bro.
How do you know they don't have the same?
Right.
Because they have a life outside of work that I don't have. So there's a void.
So you assuming that they might have a life outside of work.
I know for a fact. I'm talking about the people that I know.
Every single woman. Okay.
I'm talking about the people. I'm talking about the ones that I know.
Okay, so now.
You can't make a generalization just on the few little women you
know. I'm just saying, we on the pod. I'm saying it's a different track. It's a different race. Their success is different from our success.
But you're basing it off of your.
It's a the battle of the sexes clash always, bro.
You're basing this off your radius, though. The radius of people that you know. We're not talking
about. I just tried to speak in general, and y'all niggas saying I can't do that.
We're not saying you can't do that, but we're trying to get you to understand that you're speaking from your own personal experience.
Yeah.
You got to think broader than that. It's people out here.
I can't try to think broader,
bro. You can't speak in general, though, based on the small amount of people.
I'm talking about stats and statistics, bro.
How many people are
there? Are more men doing what I do.
But there are also women doing what you're doing.
Okay, that's the minority.
But they're still doing it, is what we're trying to say.
Because it's the minority, it's a different race.
We're not talking a number. We're not talking a numbers game. We're talking
a woman that's doing exactly what you're doing.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying. We different. And that's what I'm saying. This the goal is different. The picture is
different.
You're different
off of the numbers, though.
Huh?
You're only saying you're different off the numbers. You're saying they're the minority.
The numbers prove my point.
What does the numbers have to do with a woman still doing what you're doing?
Bro, I'm talking about hands on the road, bro. But there's not. I put it to you
sex
like
sex is canceled.
Bro, I put it to you. No, I'm putting it to you like this. Just in logistics alone, in all types of company drivers and all that shit, their truck don't look like my truck. Their freight don't look like my freight.
Okay.
So I'm the minority in the market. So when you're the minority in the market, the higher echelon of earners in that market, the margins are smaller, bro. That's what I'm saying. The track is different. The race is different.
So I understand from a layer standpoint.
I know couples on the road, and that's what I'm gonna do. It's the pod. Okay. I know couples on the road that are couples in haul cars on the road collectively together.
Okay.
That's different. That's different than what I'm talking about.
That's couples, but we're talking about actual women that have tunnel vision and driving goals.
I would love to meet them, bro. The pod would be lit if we knew
talking
them.
About
if I knew them, they would be here on the show.
Specifically doing what you're doing. We're talking about there's women that have tunnel vision to like achieve their goals.
In a different lane.
Does that matter though?
And women, we can say different lane or same lane.
And that's my point.
Your lanes could intersect though.
Exactly. The same way I'm talking about.
But you mentioned in layers is what's separating it. If we take the layers off from the fact that them doing the same job you're doing, obviously they can't do the exact job that you're on. Maybe don't get the same load as you.
Right.
Pause. But
sneak it off.
But
I was going to get you. You caught yourself.
Sneak it off.
Hey man, my fault. My fault, OG. But relax. It doesn't still.
I don't think there's a lot of people capable of what I'm capable of, period.
And
male, female, whoever, bro.
In
dog,
what way?
Cat.
In what way? Because
if we're talking about you, you're your own person, you're unique. Even in podcasting, bro, this isn't a regular fucking thing. People don't do this.
People don't pod?
No.
People don't pod.
Not at this level, nigga. It's
you better,
a DBP.
You better clarify this shit.
People do pod, but I will give it to Hatch, though. His shit is
you. You have to know you're in rare air.
But
and you have
given,
to express that to the people, and that's going to hurt people's fucking feelings, bro.
Yeah, but a woman, she could be in rare air with you as well.
Thank you.
Just
of
not
course.
In the same
or not
business.
Even with you.
Of course.
But not even
she
with
don't
course.
Have to be in logistics.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Or she can be.
I agree.
And still be doing her own unique thing.
I agree.
It's
we
not
getting
the
real
same.
PC.
It's not the same.
I was having fun, but we getting real PC, and I agree with everything y'all
said. Who's having fun?
We was having a good ass time. But now it gets to the,
It's Ray's fault. He brought this up. Yeah, bro.
I'm glad I did because I'm listening to y'all motherfuckers.
And that's what I was saying about the first time we sat down, nigga.
Hey, beep that out for me right there. That mother. Yeah, that
mother.
You keep the mother. You keep the mother. You know me.
Me neither. You know what I'm saying? Mother.
Motherfuckers. But yeah, shout bro, you know, it's you got to know, be aware of yourself. I feel like that's a gift that I have in my own awareness. I don't need nobody. I'm self-sufficient, independent, and I'm willing to make a move when necessary. Me being on the road right now, people got a problem with it. People don't agree with the way I live my life right now at 30, and I'm 30, bro.
But it don't matter what age you are. If they don't agree with it, like,
that's on
you
them.
Can't let that affect you. Exactly. You got to do what you got to do. You got to stay on your path.
Real nigga
You got
shit.
Your goals, man.
real nigga
You
got to
get to your shit no real matter what shit. Anybody else doing.
Real nigga. Oh, God, no.
They don't like it. Fuck it.
Kick rocks.
It don't matter who it is. You know, once you get to your goal, if it is your parents, you know, sometimes you just got to be like, fuck it. This is what I want. This is what I got to do. You don't agree with it. That's cool. I'm still going to get to my goal and I'm still going to take care of y'all once I get my shit together.
What's the relationship with y'all folks right now at 30?
Man,
that shit's
beautiful.
Solid.
Beautiful, bro.
It's real.
Did a lot of healing, a lot of growing. And then to have that adult relationship with your parents and your family. It's different when we talk about, you know, when
they treat you like an adult, they treat you like a kid.
No, adult. Adult. I think I've proven myself as an adult as well.
Y'all niggas lucky.
Oh yeah, I know I'm lucky to have a family. I got it, bro. My shit. I know my whole family dynamic is super rare, bro. I already know.
Man. I love my family too, but it be hard sometimes.
I remember we talked about that briefly. I don't know if we did it off air or during the pod.
It's hard. I just feel like.
Is that Tracy?
This nigga just saved me. You see, he just saved me on the pod. Hey, real.
Tracy.
Yo.
I'm on the pod with Maul and Ray right quick. Did I have any alcohol at brunch in the six in Toronto in March or in February with Ray?
This nigga.
Did I have an alcoholic breakfast at brunch? Did I have an alcoholic beverage at
ask
lunch?
Ask him that vodka sunrise. Say that vodka sunrise.
Y'all niggas had a vodka sunrise.
I had tequila.
Let real talk.
Wait, you know what's crazy, bro?
You don't know.
Bro. Let real talk. Bro,
I think.
Hold on, you got to put him on speaker.
He can hear you.
No, I'm saying so they can hear him.
They can hear him. I know I'm doing this shit, bro. Let me do this shit, bro.
I think once one nigga ordered the vodka sunrise, everybody got one.
Who ordered that first, though? Because I got there late.
Was it you, Hatchet?
I believe you. If you say it was me, I believe you because the more information I get from other people, my head wasn't really screwed on tight that day.
He don't remember y'all being in the actually, it was you.
I remember that.
Okay, it was me. Okay, yes. Now, second question: when I hit the concrete,
and then Juan got one.
Look, bro, when I hit the concrete, was you there?
Yeah, I was there.
Were you in the Uber when we got over there?
Oh yeah, I was in Uber.
That's fucking crazy. That is crazy.
That is crazy, bro.
He don't remember you and Juan being in the Uber.
Thank you for completely backing up Ray on all his points.
You remember me talking to you?
No, man. No, no.
That nigga was up there. I'm about to go pee, and that nigga just disappeared.
Yeah, it was a good ass time, bro. Yeah,
yeah. You was on drugs, bro.
Glad your ass made it back safe.
Shit. Yeah, thanks, bro. Appreciate it. I know y'all was in the club getting twerked on. Really worried about it.
Nah, we wasn't, though. On some real shit? Dog, that shit was not what it was. Nigga, we was in that bitch for like 5 minutes. That's why I'm like, nigga, that shit was a waste of time.
So my tooth sitting on the concrete in Toronto was literally just a sacrifice for all of us.
Not a sacrifice.
I guess.
Really,
nah,
I'm talking shit. I'm just saying, bro. I'm mad that I was the one. I'm mad I was the one. Yeah. You know what I mean? But no, I'm talking shit. How you living, bro? It's the pod, bro. How you living, bro? Give us some words of encouragement before we let you go, type shit, man. We having a good ass conversation up in here.
Man, just, you know, keep living your life, man.
Not to me, bro. You talk to the listenership. They're going to think I got problems in this bitch. Okay, all right, but thank you.
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
All right, good
luck. You got to have problems, bro. Anything in your life that you feel like, you know, you're going through, just keep going.
Real nigga shit. I love you, bro. Ray and Maul, y'all got anything to say to Real?
I appreciate you for
backing him back on all fronts
on everything that I said.
Calling that nigga, man. Started playing phone tag with you.
Yeah, you ain't gonna answer the phone, man.
Not on the pod. Not on the pod. Hey, bro, I'm gonna let you go.
We been playing phone tag for sure.
Hey, smack that nigga when you see him, bro.
Hey, bro, I'm gonna hit you back in a minute, bro. Love you, bro.
All right,
love, bro.
All right, peace.
Yep.
Damn, that shit crazy, bro. He did call back, and I forgot what we was talking about, so we can move on.
Hold on, I'm about to think. What was he talking about? Because we was about to get on your ass.
What's up with the Pistons, man? Why they suck?
I mean,
what did they do?
We had to sacrifice the Pistons so the Lions could be good.
We had to make that call.
We 10-4, so the Pistons.
Really shit.
The Pistons might only get 10 wins this season. It'll be all right.
Damn, it's like that over there,
bro. They what 2-25 right now?
Yeah, it's something crazy.
Who the best teams in the league right now on the NBA front?
I think it's the Celtics. Who at the top in the West?
The Celtics are incredible. Them niggas been incredible forever.
I know the Nuggets up there.
I don't know. You see my man Ohani Shitana. Ohani got that $700 million bag, bro.
Shit, crazy.
He on offense and defense with it.
Yeah.
In baseball, bro. $700 mil, $2 mil a year.
Yeah,
until his 10th
like
year
that.
For the budget of the team. I'm like, that's a fine. He don't know what to do with $2 million. He from Japan.
What that mean? Whoa, it's expensive over there.
Yeah, what you talking about?
It's different in America though. Our money worth more than over there. Prove my point even more. He don't know what to do with all that money.
It's still a lot of expensive stuff over there, though.
What's up with your boy Diddy?
My boy?
Yeah.
I heard you was in a freak-off, low-key. He was not in a freak-off, was you?
Hey, pause. First of all.
Timberwolves.
Timberwolves, they first?
Yeah. Timberwolves? Who the fuck are the Timberwolves?
Anthony Edwards? Stop playing.
Ricky Rubio?
This nigga said Ricky Rubio.
It's Timberwolves, Thunder, and then the Nuggets.
Yeah. Dang, the Thunder? They have been hooping that boy. Shout out to Shay.
Back to the freak off. You know how powerful you got to be to have them problems? Diddy paid her in 24 hours, bro. He paid at least 50 mil, at least. Maybe even 100 mil.
It was a domino effect for him.
Billions, though,
so. You know Cassie husband played for Lake Orion?
Yeah, I remember he was from here. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, we played him in football.
Damn, yeah.
And
crazy,
then I'm mad when they got together. Everybody was like telling everybody. I'm like, that's some fly shit, too. I wish I'd have made it to the, not the league. I mean, he kind of did make it to the league.
Yeah, he definitely is.
He just got that $100 million contract from Diddy,
and was Diddy trainer prior to that. So,
but what was the trade off? Everybody know about your girl's past.
I mean,
doings.
That's the past though. Like,
I heard that the information that we got was the low end. Like,
for sure.
Like the stuff that we haven't heard about is like the worst of the worst.
Yeah, she had to release some crazy shit to the courts so they could do like a proper case and everything.
I don't know what can be more worse than forcing you into a gangbang, making you get abortions, doing your tit job and not giving you the medical documents about your own self. I've been watching academics cover that shit, bro. Phenomenal. Extremely entertaining, bro.
The way he said that, I was like, bro, this pod going in a different direction.
I'm just saying, bro. My bad. I got a little X-rated. I got a little X-rated, but that's what was happening.
That's weird, though. Like, you want to watch your girl get gangbanged? That's...
Bro, he been running around with his pants down for 30 years, bro.
That's... I don't even have a word for that, bro. That's,
egregious
shit.
Hey, Ma, you ain't
some egregious shit.
Hey, Chuck, you ain't too worried, you know, going in that actor direction, man. You might get into Hollywood
Great
with
question.
It. You might have to do some things.
Great question.
I'm not doing none of that shit, bro.
You know what I'm saying? They like, look, man, you can have a crazy, beautiful career.
You'd be the next
Thor. You just got to go in this room.
Black
it's
Thor.
It's not happening, bro. It's not happening.
That's the type
all
of
shit
they
be
on,
not
bro.
Worth it. I know some people that are like really in the industry. So,
well, let me stop joking. But how do you feel about the current industry as far as the black actors right now? It's not too many, even from the States. It's some from the
they get knocked off.
But
you seen
from what you're seeing,
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah,
I feel like we are it right now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like the black male actors, like they're at the top. Like they're in demand. Mm-hmm. It's just we keep fucking ourselves, we shooting ourselves in the foot by doing dumb shit. That's what I feel like.
Can I flip that a little bit?
Yeah,
do you feel like there's more eyes on what you do? Is it harder?
For sure.
So like, is it really us fucking up, or is it more they're just waiting for any little thing?
If you abusing multiple women, you know, and you being a
Diddy is a Diddy is set. An exception, bro. That is
what you talking about, Jonathan.
Yeah, I'm talking about Jonathan.
Oh,
Majors.
My fault. I don't know the details.
There's like
that.
Multiple allegations. You know Jonathan
Majors, I just seen a video of her running after him down the street. Hilarious.
Yeah, nah, because he abused her before that. Like,
oh, so I don't have more information. So
yeah,
I wasn't
all the
privy
text
to
messages
that.
Okay. And shit came out, and like she was trying to go to the hospital one time, and he's like, "Damn, you must hate me. Don't go to the hospital.
Oh.
I'm gonna kill myself if you go to the hospital." So
it's like, and that's bro, public.
Yeah, the text messages, they made it public. Wow. It's like there's been people on sets and everything that's been saying he'd be doing crazy stuff like that. So in that case, you are shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm.
Relationships are dangerous, bro.
It's like, look at Michael B. Jordan. He at the top. And
then he just crashed his, what was it?
Oh, Ferrari.
Really?
I Ferrari. Did
yeah.
see that, bro.
Yeah. Ew. He was drunk or something, or he just
I
crashed.
Think he was racing somebody. He was racing another Ferrari.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I wonder what he been on after
but I mean,
girl
he,
left
he
him.
Good, though.
But
yeah.
I feel like, like you said, the black actors is it's not many. Well, I would say when we talk about specifically from the States, you know, right. I feel like UK, they doing their thing. A lot of UK actors.
For sure.
But after my opinion, one of my favorites with Chadwick, when he passed, it was like, okay, who else is stepping up, right? You got your Michael B's, you got.
Yeah, that's when Majors like really
Majors,
stepped up.
Majors. I think there was one more. It's one more that we're missing. Didn't he play like 12 years as a slave? Or not 12 years as a
slave.
Oh,
you're talking about my man from. No, you're talking about my man too. From Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name.
He had Girl Trouble too.
He had Girl Trouble too and got knocked off. Yeah. I can't remember his name. No,
I forget. I won't remember his name either. He was in the
I'm
movie
glad you
with
know
the
who I'm talking about.
He was in the movie with Jesse Smollett's sister. She was in Freedom Riders. And Forrest Whitaker with the eye.
He was tagged for Next Up as well. It's just this pattern, man. It's like, because we have a lot of great older.
Let me tell you about America, okay?
Ain't you know, just going.
My bad. Go ahead. My bad, bro. My bad, bro. My bad. African
American. He said this is not the Ray podcast.
Right. Let me tell you about America.
African Americans in this country have been only one lane. We can go back to this lane conversation. But from a cultural perspective, we get off. You know, from a cultural perspective, you got to sing and dance. You got to mandingo fight your way to the top. Still to this
you
day.
You got
to
mandingo. Man, if you don't play.
Still to this day, bro. What you mean?
Pause.
Sensational. Talk about sensational.
I think that was the wrong soundbite for
that.
That
was the wrong one.
Yeah, that was me. Pause on the soundbite too, man. Bro. That's crazy.
But
bro.
Real quick.
But like what you saying, the system is designed in that way intentionally.
Okay, but going back to our older black actors from the States.
It was way harder for them.
Wait, you think so?
Yeah. It was way harder.
Sam
or do you
Jackson,
think they just knew how to
Denzel,
move?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Jackson, Denzel, they didn't have social media though. They were real celebrities in the 90s. You could argue it was easier.
Nah.
The Eddie Murphys.
Because it's harder to get to that position from now. Like
the reason these actors are getting knocked off is because of social media.
You can be an influencer though on social media and somebody's like, oh, we about to just throw you in this movie, even though you don't even want to be an actor. Like how
up,
they got Kai Cenat in the movie.
Fucking
now.
Up the market for actors. Yeah,
like
actual
they,
actors.
They just if you popular enough, they just gonna throw you in there. Cause they got Kai Cenat in the movie. He's not an actor. It's like it's way easier because it's easier to get seen and it's way more productions now. Like way more.
Look at what's his name? DC Young Fly. How he started off what in Vine and where he's at now?
Yeah. But I mean he's a comedian, so he's kind of already in that like that actor space.
I was about to say he's been in some movies too.
Yeah, he's in the actors like comedians, like they're actors.
Okay.
You know, some of them, not all of them, but you see how Kevin Hart, like where he just transitioned right into that.
You got a plan or besides this podcast, you got any type of techniques to get to Hollywood in that way?
Yeah. I got a plan. Like one
besides
of my,
this podcast. I'm joking, bro.
The pie going to get me there. For
it
sure.
will, bro. Easy. Watch.
Nate Parker.
Yeah.
Nate Parker.
That's his name.
Nate Parker.
What did he do? Hold on. Let me see. You got a picture?
Something with a girl. Birth of a Nation was amazing, I love Birth.
He was
right
his,
after Birth of a Nation was a rap.
Oh, yeah.
They getting knocked off that either social media or just
knocked
dirt
off,
coming
bro.
Up. A lot of dirt.
But you see the type of women they're dating.
Yeah, right.
Your type.
Hey, chill, bro. Don't do me like that. What? Don't do me like that, bro. Please, especially on the pod. Goddamn. But even with saying, even like, with the child stars, bro, you see Amanda Bynes.
I think like
that's a different type of knocked off. Britney Spears. That's a different type of knocked off, bro.
But that's more mental.
Because it's because of like the what you got to go through as a kid. I don't think kids are like really prepared to be stars like that because there's so much you got to do. You're not just running up on a set.
And their parents be shooting. Tripping, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
You ever heard of a Shirley Temple story? Or the girl from The Wizard of Oz?
Judy Garland.
Yes. Yeah, that 80 cigarettes a day at like 16 or like 12 or some shit like that. And Shirley Temple was like,
they was
some
doing
18-hour
a day shoots, bro. They was making her drink like 400 milligrams of caffeine.
Yes, bro.
They did.
Shirley Temple was crazy, bro. The child law stuff, before the child law stuff was implemented. Oh my God, bro. Horror stories.
Yeah,
bro.
That was before they had the union, though.
Right.
You know, the SAG after.
Right. That's like slavery shit, bro.
Yeah, it was
fucking crazy.
It was rough.
I'm blessed, bro. I'm happy to like. I'm so blessed, bro. I'm so proud of myself, man. I'm proud of y'all niggas too. But like I said, that awareness, we got to pat ourselves on the fucking back, bro. Nobody else going to do it for us, bro. I celebrate my birthday alone, nigga. I'm usually crying somewhere. But the rest of the year be lit. You know what I mean?
Bro, bro. No, I'm glad you brought up your birthday, bro. Oh, this shit. Man turned off like all his social media.
I turned social media off.
People telling him happy birthday. Nobody know where he is.
I answer my phone to like my direct family.
He like, thank
but
you.
Everybody else.
2 weeks later.
And then I'll be back. Man, because my outlet is this,
I'm gonna wait
bro.
Two
That's what people
2 weeks to tell him happy birthday. Nah.
But people don't understand. My outlet is like this, bro. Like I don't have that instant gratification in what I do.
Bro, that was your 30th, bro. That was a milestone year. That was like,
I got a problem with people, Ray.
I don't be trying to celebrate my birthday,
bro. At all, bro.
I get that too. Like,
I feel like I haven't accomplished nothing yet where I need to just celebrate every year. Like, oh my God, it's my birthday. What am I celebrating?
Celebrate being alive.
During
celebrate
COVID,
living.
I understand.
Celebrating your journey.
During COVID, I had my birthday
I get there, bro.
Man,
I had my birthday party at Harris.
You're there now. You just evolving. You're just moving your journey along.
True. You get. One of my lowest points was during COVID, and I had my birthday at Harris Crib and just kind of wanted to be around some love. I didn't hit nobody up then either. I just like went to one, like, y'all own a crib. Y'all, I got love for y'all. I like y'all spot. Let's do something in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a low point in my life, but I just don't get it, bro. I don't assemble people at all only to do this. I don't hit people up on the weekend, be like, or even when I'm with like one of my exes or something, I don't go like, yo, let's get our girls together and go do stuff.
Get our girls together.
People do that. We was talking about that last episode. That's why I brought it up.
You just be hitting exes up on
No, time. I'm saying my previous relationships, mm-hmm. I was never the one to be like, yo, you got a girlfriend. Us, the four of us should go do something.
Right.
It has happened and it's cool, but I don't. I'm a recluse, bro. I'm a recluse.
Hey, me too, bro. I feel you.
But I know that about myself.
I be inside.
So when you see me out, it's really a celebration.
I think it's because I've been outside too much, bro.
Yeah, I never was like, I've been a recluse my whole life.
Crazy, huh? Back.
Boy, I'm talking about every night me and my cuz was out, man.
Man.
Yeah, he hit me up like, hey bro, just come over to the crib. We about to chill. Somehow we end up at King of Diamonds, bro.
Jesus.
I done threw a stack. Like, God,
this
damn.
Nigga right here. All right, we about time to wrap this up. Anything else y'all want to get y'all off y'all chest type shit? Like I said, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Just mean so much. We got one segment before, but get your shit off.
I'ma just say, you know, going back to what you was talking about, the lowest point in 2020.
We can keep going, by the way. I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. So that time you and Shane, keep going.
Bro,
that was
so fun.
When we talk about the lowest point, for me, just seeing y'all reminded me of home because I was in AZ at that time. Man, come on,
we came down and gave you some voodoo, bro.
No, look, because at that time, y'all remember everything was shut down. That's when AZ had just shut down. Remember, y'all had a whole group coming. They all said, nah.
Yeah, it was just me and Shane.
Yeah, just you and Shane had the Airbnb. We went to Sedona. We went hiking for the first time. That was my first time
ever
hiking.
We went golfing too. My nigga Ray was golfing.
Bro, I was terrible.
That shit was so fun, bro.
Shane was like, come on, man, come on. Because we had people behind us and stuff. I was like, man, let me just get my camera and start taking pictures. But
nigga was at plus 20.
Man, it was bad.
Oh, no, it was worse than that.
It was worse than that.
Way worse.
Damn. Bro, I ain't, look. But I just, when you said that, bro, that was just one of the highlights I remember just seeing y'all and you know, having, because it was.
You made it seem like it fucked your mood up.
Huh?
You made it seem like it fucked your mood up because when? We came down there and reminded you of home and you were sad.
No, it was.
He's saying he was at a low point.
I was at a low point. Oh, and when fire. Y'all, yeah, when y'all was there,
it
was
like, friends.
Man, I was. I didn't even realize how much that would affect me. So wow. I get what you're saying when you're talking about you want to be around some love and just kind of do your own thing. When y'all came down, mind you, AZ was just got on lockdown. Yeah, we wasn't going to the parties.
Yeah.
But we still had a hell of a time, bro. That was so fun. Crazy, I still look at the pictures, bro. When we was on the crazy, the Devil's,
bro.
Bridge.
So much fun.
Man.
But yeah, how you feel about real quick, I've been on my kind of creative journey. This nigga. I've been on my creative journey for like a good 3 years now. And mm-hmm. it's been a lot of trials and tribulations, especially when it comes to like publishing content with my friends. Mm-hmm. And somebody can kind of get offended or feel some type of way about what I post involving mm-hmm. somebody else. How you feel about that? Because it made me think of like those golf videos I got of you on Snap. I never
put some golf videos of me on Snap.
You've seen them before.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
The video.
But to me, that stuff isn't really. Cook it doesn't affect me, but maybe it's never happened to me, really.
So, are we just talking about like you posting pictures and
something that I think is funny mm-hmm. and it's not degrading? Like, it's not to me. I don't think it's bad, but somebody will react. This happened to me a couple times the past couple years.
No, for sure.
People were upset about what I posted that had to do with them, even if they weren't like. When it comes to DMs.
But like, did you get like the permission? Did you say, hey, is
no,
it okay for me
I
to post this?
I blocked their identity from it and just responded to it without telling you who the fuck it was. So okay. I feel like if I block your identity, protect you from that, I should be able to get my shit off, especially if it's relevant based on what I'm saying, how I'm expressing myself in the name of content. But that shit gets right. shaky.
But I feel like if they told you something in confidence, like.
Oh, I would never do no shit like that.
Or
that's
or,
different.
Or like prime example, when you fell out the Uber and half of your ass was
right.
out.
Right. If you take like, that picture, post it,
that picture,
I'll be posted. I have, you can, if you ask me, that's different. Oh. But if you just but do it, that's
just,
different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm at the point now where I try to be respectful with anybody. Like, hey, this is cool if I post this.
But it's a journey. You got to fall on your face a couple times. No pun.
No, you got to fall on your face.
You got to fall. Guy
like you hurt a couple feelings, and then you realize, like, damn, you right. My bad.
I ain't gonna lie. No, I feel
we're
like
with this,
yeah,
with this.
I was like that from
but
the
with
jump.
This pod shit, y'all niggas want video episodes. That's something I got to deal with. When people get upset, they fucking blacked out on the pod or some shit like that. Like that's well, fucked up.
That's on you.
I mean, once you agree,
no,
to come
no,
on
that's
here.
On you.
No,
yeah,
no,
of course.
But no, no.
Once you agree to come on here, you should, that's consent.
But that's
it's supposed to video.
Bro,
okay.
Bro, see.
Okay, so that could be. Nah, no, he got to establish that. Once he starts setting it up, I feel like he got to be like, hey, this gonna be on video. If shit happens, you're gonna get posted. It's part of my content.
Yeah, before you even get to,
because once the video shit starts, and it's not gonna stop. Like, I won't do audio only episodes.
No, as you should.
I
you
know what
like
I mean?
There's a couple, direction, bro.
There's a couple stipulations that it's hard to really identify with everyone, but like that sensitivity is different. That sensitivity level is with different fucking people. So like when yeah. I asked you, you just made me think of that. The Snapchat of you not being able to connect with the golf ball, which is everybody's first time doing
Damn.
It. But we was having so much fun.
It was my first time doing that, by the way.
It wasn't. It
I,
wasn't.
I golfed in 2016 too.
You just
didn't
sucked.
Look like it, bro.
Yeah, it
like
this nigga lives in front of
matter
of
fact,
golf
no, it might have been
in front
it
of
might have been 20.
Sorry.
Actually, no, it might have been 2012, 2012, 2013.
Oh, I pulled up on him this year. Every time I go play yeah. that golf course behind his crib,
bro,
I pull
anybody,
up on him.
Ain't anybody golfing, bro.
I know you lived in front of a golf golfing. Course and you sorry.
First I'm trying to get him some clubs, bro.
Didn't he say something about not mentioning locations and all that? You know, you getting hot up in here, ain't you?
I said you live in front of a golf course. I
yeah, that's
which
not
golf
specific,
course.
Bro.
Hey.
Nigga, it's like 40 golf courses in
hey.
This area.
I don't give a fuck. People, somebody
that's funny
somebody can narrow it down.
How, bro?
Hey, don't tell him, bro. We got some people out here.
No, you know bro, I'm conscious
wild,
of that.
Bro.
I'm conscious of people's feelings,
CIA.
even though they think I'm not.
CIA, know where you at.
Even though they think I'm not, I'll be conscious of other people's
right
feelings
there.
And whatnot.
Call of Duty.
But it get tricky sometimes.
Yeah, sure, but like, if you telling somebody, like, yeah, you want to come be on this video recorded podcast, like, and they say, yeah, they can send.
I'm not going
to
say it like
recorded.
That, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm going to be like, it's a DVP, come up to the studio. They're going to be like, damn, this camera's in here? Oh, I'm scared. And then you gotta.
You just tell them.
And then I'm furious. And then I'm furious because could have got somebody else
just
to come.
Let them know before they get there that it's being recorded.
I'm a savage, bro. I'm
what type of
it's
shit
gonna
you
be
on?
A yeah,
bro,
I'm it's gonna be a secret.
Wait. So you're not telling? Wait. You're not.
They gonna walk in. You want it to be a surprise?
What type of scene is this?
Surprise, bitch! You're making a movie.
Yeah, you wild for that.
Oh, freak off.
Pause.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, fellas?
Chuck, take us home.
Raise a bitch. Nah, man, it's great podcast, man. You know, always happy to be here, man. Always glad you called me up, tell me to come be on the podcast.
Gang shit. I'm mad you want the baddies in here. We're gonna have to work on that. Maybe one day. That's his dream. We're gonna do that.
I'm glad you brought that up, bro. Let me ask you this real quick. What's something?
All right, baddies, you can come out now.
Look, let me ask you.
Yay! They said, "Oh my God, finally!"
Whoa, on that voice. What is something, relax, you know, as far as for 2023 that you learned about yourself that you want to carry over into 2024? And same thing for you too, Hatch.
He's good. Ray's good.
Man, the thing I learned, bro, is like, no matter what happens to me, no matter how bad, no matter what bad things happen to me, like, once I came into the mindset of manifesting like good things and being a positive person, I'm gonna always be positive. Cause like, I ain't gonna lie, man, 2023, man, it's been a little rough, man.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it's a long year for sure.
Cause I was healing up from my broken ankle. That's really fucked me up. Then like 3 weeks ago, fucking crashed the whip, bro. It's just like shit on top of shit just be happening, but. You know, I always remain positive. It never like got me down. So that's one thing I would say that I learned is just like staying positive. Cause I've been in like a really negative headspace and been depressed before. Mm-hmm. Like I can't allow myself to ever get back to that. So it's just always staying positive.
It's a part of life, though. Focused. It's part of life.
You know, bad shit happening is definitely a part of life. It all depends on how you.
But you getting in that mode, I feel like I deal with that too. But you have to feel that. Sometimes you have to be in a depressive state. You do. It's a cocoon, bro. Depressive state. You have to isolate, and then you turn into a butterfly and just turn up on niggas.
That's for you.
I'm still being positive, though. Even though I'm isolated, I can still be positive. Like, going back to that depressive state, because, like, I ain't going to lie, bro. I almost didn't make it out of there. I almost lost myself. So I ain't ever going back to that.
Yeah.
The way I justify it afterwards, it's like it's like the Christianity in me. It's like it's the rebirth. It's the phoenix.
Right.
It's the rebirth.
But what if you get stuck in there?
It's inevitable. Things change. You'll get out. You will.
Say that to all the people who've been depressed, bro, and didn't make it out.
Trust me, bro. The faith is faith. It is faith.
For you.
Right.
I understand that you have faith in everything, but when you're depressed, that depletes your faith.
I think it's necessary. If you look at it as necessary, it's a part of the story. It's a part of all stories.
You don't have to be depressed. You can be like,
and that's what I'm saying. That's the way I think about it. Type shit. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's gonna happen again. Like the last time I was depressed, it's not gonna be the last time I was depressed.
That's you manifesting it though, because you think so? You thinking that it has to happen again. It's going to happen again because that's what you're thinking about, bro.
You're a sick nigga, bro. That's crazy.
What was the question again?
What was something that you learned about yourself in 2023 that you want to carry over into 24?
I'm really him, bro. No cap.
You're not that guy, pal.
We will see. Nah, man, that's the confidence him. That I lacked in my youth.
And I want I want you to play that part too.
We'll see.
As we go into 24.
We'll see. I'm in my truck listening to us all the time.
Stop playing with
Ray, same question to you, bro. What'd you learn about yourself?
Have grace, man. Have grace.
Always.
Have grace, man. That's what got me through some.
I've given out more grace this year ever in my life.
Have you give grace for yourself?
For other people.
I'm talking about for yourself. I'm talking about me. I got to have grace for myself. Understanding certain situations, understanding patience, understanding how to move through depression or whatever you're going through. You got to just understand that.
Himothy. I'm him and y'all him too, bro. Just so y'all know.
And have grace while you're being a Himothy
too. It radiates, bro. That energy is infectious, bro. It radiates. That's real. Yeah. Okay. Last segment of the pod. Ray been getting his shit off. I like that. I like to hear how you hear, how you sound on 104.
I just listen to y'all, man. I feed off of y'all. What you mean?
Hateful and grateful. I'll go first. I am, what issue did I have? I just did this yesterday, so it's kind of tough. Oh, I'm hateful. I lost a couple hundred in roulette on a MacBook today. Grateful for, I get paid tomorrow, so I can't wait to get out this hole, baby. What you mean? I'm grateful. I need that. I need that. I'll be
about to be right at the roulette table.
Yep. Soon amen, as the direct brother. Deposit yep. hit. 3 a.m., 4 a.m., bro. I'm going to be
refreshing,
I'm refreshing shit on that Chase app. Refreshing shit.
600 on four.
I'm trying to grow out of that in 2024, by the way. Just be better financially. Just
be better.
I start this episode off with, I gotta stop spending my money. It's a real, I'm very aware
of
it.
Take that boy right to the roulette table.
Yep, bro, we'll see.
Degenerate hatchet.
You should meet my friends that gamble, okay? I'm not the worst. You should meet the poker players and the other ones. You should meet them.
They're probably saying the same thing. You should about meet my friends.
Yeah, hatchet's crazy.
That's crazy.
Tripping. Hateful and grateful, fellas. Let's hear it.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Nah, you go ahead, bro.
My hateful and grateful the same.
What?
Passport. I'm hateful that I got my passport.
That's a good one.
No,
that's
for real.
Good.
I'm hateful that I got that's my passport so late because it was always a goal of mine, but I'm grateful that I have my passport because now.
What that picture looking like? Send it to me so I can publish it. I can publish it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
You ain't had no cut, bro.
No cut.
You got the mugshot going.
Mugshot,
bro. Let me put it up with all the information
bro.
On it and all that, bro.
Nasty
I'll put
business,
it on the
bro.
Directories type shit.
Damn. But yeah, that passport, I want to get some stamps on it, man. I want to really travel out the country.
Got to.
You know.
First country. I want to go to Tokyo. I want to go to Japan.
I gotta go.
Tokyo.
Bro, we should go to Japan, bro. No cap. My passport expired 2027, so that's the thing.
Japanese too, man. I got
this nigga is a wonder kid.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. What you mean, bro? I pull up the Duolingo, man, you know.
Type shit.
We on there, bro. We got
to
learn.
He be macking. You trying to mac. That's the sole purpose.
That's not the sole purpose. That's not the sole purpose.
He's trying to mac out there. He's trying to network, man.
What my man said in a Rush Hour? Come my yet, my don't you might that yo man. That shit funny. He was reading the book and shit. And he said, "Let's go get some sushi."
That's Chinese. They were in China,
but still a good joke, man. Y'all be trying to trying to cuff
I'm just
me.
Saying, I'm just trying to
I'm
make
trying
sure.
To fly, bro. Come
I'm just
on,
trying
man.
To
I'm
make
trying to
sure everybody understands. You know,
but man. Chuck, what's your hateful and grateful, grateful man?
Bro.
Come on, man.
Hateful, man. I'm gonna say smacking the whip. That was
what? Pause. What?
You ain't hear him say that? He smacked his whip like 3 weeks after. Was
like
that
3 weeks ago?
Oh, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, crashed the car.
Yeah.
This nigga said smack the whip. I don't know what that means, bro. I ain't never heard that lingo before in my
nigga,
life.
You from Detroit. You don't know what smack the whip
means. Nah, bro. I get around, bro.
This nigga ain't from Detroit, man.
I've been that. No.
Real low ass nigga.
No. I don't want people to know
that
I'm from
stuff
here,
again. There he go with that location. Let me just say no.
I
don't
say he from Detroit. Man. I didn't say he was
hey,
in
Ray,
Detroit.
Hey, Ray, you
kind of
got a
what
point,
want,
bro. Ray kind of got. He leaving breadcrumbs and shit for the ops.
That's crazy, man.
What do you oh no, you good.
Detroit.
No, listen, bro. Yeah, bro.
That's
no, that's
crazy.
You cool, bro. That, I'm,
I know.
Don't
just
let this
nigga
again,
out
don't.
Of here, man. I'm about to throw this nigga out the window.
Hateful and grateful. You crashed the whip. That's fucked up, bro. Thank God you good, bro. Was it bad? Severity level 1 to 10.
Like, it could have been 10, bro. Like,
Jesus. Come on. Bro, you can't be doing that.
I'm on the freeway. You know, I'm driving. It's raining, so like usually, you know, I'm doing like 100 on that bitch, but it's raining, so I'm chilling.
What?
I'm only doing 60.
I'm a professional driver, bro. I don't like hearing that shit.
Nigga, I'm a professional too, man.
How?
Because I know how to drive. I done took stunt driving
it's
classes
not the same.
And everything.
Oh, word?
Bro. Yeah.
He said, don't play with it.
This is actually, that shit helped me like in the accident.
Maneuver, damn.
Because like I'm driving, bro. I didn't see, but it was like a piece of metal on the freeway. Mm. I ran over it, back tire pops. I heard that bitch pop. All I see is the car just starts spinning, bro.
Damn.
So I'm looking face to face with a semi. And you know, most people, they try to turn the wheel the opposite way. But what you supposed to do? You supposed to turn with it so you can turn faster.
Learn that from GTA.
Nah, I didn't learn that from GTA. But, you know. So like, I just turn. I keep turning so I can get control of it. You know, I got a little bit of control of it. Because if I would have slowed down, like all the oncoming traffic probably would have hit me.
Right, right.
So I had to keep stepping on the gas, keep turning. You know, I had a little bit of control of it. Then I just smacked like the left side of the wall.
Which highway?
Bro, we just talked about this, bro. That's why I said freeway.
Which freeway?
We just talked about this location thing, sir. That's why I just said freeway.
Bro, you different. You a different nigga, man. Hey, listen, man. You two are talented, bro. Y'all talented with these mics in your mouth. You feel me?
Hey.
Oh, man. Yo. My bad. I didn't mean it like that, bro.
It's crazy, man.
It's episode 104. Thank you guys for listening. It's Dearly Beloved's podcast.
Get him out of here.